Hello. I'm making this opening in my car on my way to the Melrose Improv. Hey, by the way, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? I want to tell you that I'll be at the Comedy Bar in Toronto the second week of April, like the 11th and 12th or something like that. The second week. And then I'm going to be back like the 25th and 26th of April at the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown, high atop Poco's. Don't worry, I'm going to put my spin on the place and transform it for two magical nights in a really cool area. If you live around that way, you know. I like it. I'm going to get a hotel. I'm going to hang out, stay there for the night, meet people. Well, usually I'm always driving all the way back to Valley Forge, where my family all lives, in that area. But now I'm gonna stay up there. Anyway, that doesn't matter. So how you doing? All right, good. Ian Carmel, and Rob Gleason. Hey, watch Ian Carmel on Conan and tweet some love at him. He had a great performance on Conan O'Brien. Great set on Conan O'Brien. And then, you know, come on, I want people to think that my listeners are nice. You, by the way, you did last week. You did exactly what I asked you to do, and it was very kind of you. Tweet some good love at both of those guys, because let me tell you something. This show, there'll be parts of it that are going to make you want to vomit. And who doesn't want to vomit, right? I don't know why, but for some reason I want to tell you this. I had so much fun, but then afterwards I realized, how come sometimes it's just the way it works with bits. Like, all the bits we did were based on, like, not negative, but like, I was throwing them all out. It was like, oh, act like you don't like the music, and then you're mad, or act like that, a lot of anger, which, by the way, anger is funny, so it's funny, but I don't know why. I realized it afterwards. I was like, a lot of the bits, but I mean, it was a funny show. And, you know, there's times... Is this opening going too long? Is it 2 minutes and 47 seconds? What's up, Aristotle?
Not much.
Whoa, that was quick, but sounds like you're doing good. What was I going to say? Oh, it was just so much fun. Oh, so sometimes whenever we're doing, like, the whipped cream thing, you know, sometimes, like, I think, should I chop a little bit out of that? But you got that 15-second button. Sometimes I don't know. Maybe you don't want me to. You know what's going on when you hear the music playing. We're just sitting there. Whatever the bit is, let me tell you something. We commit. When we do that bit, we're all sitting around acting like, just like we say we're doing. So you can always imagine what we're doing. But sometimes I'll nip the song a little bit, but just push your 15-second button 3 or 4 times if you need to. Like, you needed me to tell you to do that. Alrighty. It was so much fun. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. Oh my God, I know it's stupid, but I do. You good? Are you? You are? You know what I saw today? I saw some girl riding her bike with her back straight up and down. Makes you look like you're really snobby. You know what I mean? Like, picture you're riding your bike, but you're not bent over. You're just, your back is straight. Your head, your back, everything's straight. And then you just have the handlebars that meet you, those handlebars. And you look like from The Wizard of Oz. Annie Am, was that her name? I saw a woman driving down the street, her bike, whatever you call it. What do you call it? Driving a bike? Riding a bike. Anyway. The Todd Glass. Oh, okay. You talk about I need you. I know I said tweet some love. I want you to tweet at Simon & Schuster. Getting excited to read The Todd Glass Situation. That's the name of the book. The Todd Glass Situation. A bunch of lies about my personal life and a bunch of true stories about my 30 years in comedy. Tweet at Simon & Schuster. I mean, come on. Excited to read the Todd Glass situation. Come on, make me proud. There's always this one group of people that every time I ask them to retweet, they do it. But come on, what about the group that doesn't? They're like, I love the show, but come on, tweet at Simon & Schuster. That's all I have. Do I ask that much? Well, I don't ask that much. Look at me. I'm like Jen Kirkman and Bill Burr. I don't need a big studio with music. I'm going to start doing that, maybe. Who needs all that music and the jingles? Maybe I'll do like a, you know, Sunday morning brunch with Todd. That would be the best thing in the world. Even I would listen to it. All right, this is way too long of an opening. Hey, Aristotle, you still doing good?
Hell yeah.
Whoa, you didn't have to yell your excitement. Now he had to squeeze something in. All righty, everybody. You're good, you're great. Sure, life's fun sometimes. Enjoy the show. Are you getting tired of me? Same old thing every week. You shut up. It's fun. All right, bye. I sound like an insecure Battleac. That didn't even make any sense. All right, here's the show. Aristotle, roll it in. Oh, there is one more thing. Thank God I just pressed pause. JJ Kirkpatrick? I hope I say his name right. JJ is there, and he's on trumpet. And, man, that guy's good. He just hangs out. He plays along. And to George Carlin, he is there playing the trumpet. So, I love it for bits. It's great. JJ, you're great. All right, bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Okay. They give you this popcorn when you do phone.
Caramel.
Who taped these up? You did a good job.
That was the best part about doing Conan, getting the popcorn?
It's a caramel cheese mix.
That day was a caramel.
It was a caramel cheese mix that day.
And that's what you were most excited about.
It's so good. He was so nice. Andy's nice. Everybody, Mark Maron was hanging out.
Everybody said that I know that did that show that it's a happy set.
It's a very happy set. It's whimsical backstage, like you want showbiz to be. There's like a giant Conan bobblehead and there's weird sets and everything. You know, the way you picture when you never know a thing about Hollywood, but then you want it to be like that. And everybody's in a pretty good mood. People are like smiling and happy.
That's why when I do those shows, I always get there 3 hours early. They say be there. They say be there at 4. I get there at 1. Why else would you want to be anywhere
else? Pick up the phone. You would be. It's showbiz.
Yeah, it's showbiz.
Sometimes I'll say I'll ask for things that I know they might run out and get me. Like, is there any place that sells? I need a black T-shirt. And they send someone out to get it. You're like, oh, you didn't have to do that.
Can I get a Mets plate anywhere?
I think we're ready to go. Is everybody feeling good?
Everyone's feeling
this
good.
Opening will be shorter. Don't listen to what Blake Wexler told you. I know what Blake Wexler told
you.
He told
me
when
to let
Todd's
you.
Todd's doing his opening. You shut up.
He said to let you wear yourself out.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, and then, yeah.
All right, so we're going to go. It's all good. We can start. Did you start recording? Oh, you did start recording.
What did we just talk? Oh, the Conan O'Brien stuff.
Popcorn.
That was the best part about doing the show.
All right.
Well, we can leave that in, I guess. There is a few things I'm going to get out of the way. I don't know where to start. Should we play the opening? Or what do you think, Jake? I'm going to let you decide. Okay, we're starting. This is the show. You want some Coke with that?
Nope.
I like that you're just that's right. Drink. We're men.
I was going to sip on that.
That. God damn it. You know exactly how I even want you to say it.
Yep.
Gonna sip a little, enjoy life.
A little bit. I'm gonna loosen up.
Are we recording?
If I had buttons on this shirt, that top one, you can bet.
If you had a tie, you'd loosen it.
Who would be loosened? It'd be a foreign hand, but it'd be loose. You know, it'd be a real casual foreign hand. And that top button, a little bit of chest.
Would you come home to your house? Would you have like one of those? Like it's a cart, and you'd go over and get some ice cubes out of it.
I would love that.
Or is it a cabinet?
I want a cart. I think a cart, and I would love to have a record player next to it, and just put that on as soon as I get home.
I bet you'd like maybe like you'd play something like this. I could just see you coming home and like you'd put on something like, well, maybe this wouldn't be it. This might be too new. But like in this, maybe not. We'll try it. Something like you get it, you chink the ice cube.
Today I don't feel like doing anything.
I might.
Maybe.
No.
Yeah.
I just wanna let
unscrewing the whiskey right now.
Yeah. I don't know if this is the best song for a disheveled business person after a long day.
Just like sweating, like the hair matted on my forehead, you know. Yeah, like
I picture different. Picture you.
Do you think I'm put together?
Yeah, still. Sure, it's like a movie. You're still put together. But that's still the wrong song.
It was it was a long day.
It was a long day.
But you know what's longer? My dignity.
This is a little bit closer of maybe
working. I've had a hard day at work.
That's playing, yes, this.
And I sit down and I'm ready. That wouldn't be it.
It would be jazzier. It'd be a little jazzier.
I know. We'll find
like
something.
Like, I'd come home and I'd look out the window and everything would have a blue tint to it.
Yeah.
Oh!
That's for sure what you drink.
Speaking of blue tints. Jake's going to get so excited. Everybody at home, I always talk you through the visuals. Always talk you through the visuals.
Oh, exactly.
Huh? Wow. We got a blue tint in the room.
How did you do that?
Wow. What's this app called? LAFX? What's it called? Bring your music out. What's it called?
It's called Lithex. LAFX.
So you can control the lights with it?
Yeah, it's an $80 bulb. I don't get paid for them. I got to get something out of the way, and then we're going to start having a lot of fun here. You know the way I say it. So here's who's here today. Nick, what's your last name? I mean, Jeff. McManus is here. I know Jeff McManus because he's a comedian, and when I worked at Helium Comedy Club, we hung out, and then I was just at the new Helium Club that they bought, Charlie Goodnight's, and he was hanging out, and now he's visiting L.A., so did my music one night. It's always fun to have a comedian run your music because they have good timing. So Jeff is here. JJ is here, a good friend of mine. Also Nick, who put up the video last week. Do you have a Twitter, Nick? What's it called? Loud.
I don't know.
Nick, great. If you don't know it, I don't give a fuck. Also, Aristotle, those coasters you got me. I always think about those sometimes. And they're great. And then, what's wrong?
Well, I was looking at the coaster. I was looking at what's on it.
Look at that. That's the real coaster you got.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice, isn't it? How's your mom? She just sits at home and eats pumpkin pie and drinks wine.
And listens to the show. Big fan of the show.
Is she really?
I don't know.
Oh.
Probably, yeah. She listened to that one episode.
I want to mark this on the opening of the show when we talk about this for a reason. But so let me get this out of the way. I'm being sort of serious. Not serious, but it did bother me to George Carlin. It bothered me because the way... let me start slow. Hold on. Oh, Jesus. And by the way, Tom Martin does not love you guys anymore, or he'd be in here more often. I don't want to upset you. He does not love you. He does not love you. Tom doesn't love you. He doesn't love you. No, he doesn't love you. I can't help it. No, he doesn't love you. Say it isn't true. You can cry all you want, but Tom... Guys. Ian, are you serious?
I don't even know this guy.
You love him that much, just the sound of his name.
It's got a good cadence to it. One syllable, two syllables.
I didn't think this was going to throw you guys off like this. He doesn't call. He doesn't want to be on the show anymore. Oh, come on.
Tom, you have to come every week.
Oh, this is embarrassing. It makes me look like I'm not lovable or something.
We're here for us. I'm sorry.
Tom, I have to tell the kids the truth. All right, here's what I want to talk about, and then we'll get it out of the way. Everybody. Oh, okay, I get it. All right. So let's get this out of the way. I said that before, but we'll have some fun. Last week on the show, when Danny LaBelle was our guest, he referenced a tranny. And I didn't correct him. One of the reasons I didn't was because I didn't know that that was not a term to be used. And I think the reason I didn't even blink an eye at it was because off the air, I think he said his uncle was. And I said, how was your relationship with him? Because it's cool when you find out somebody... Not that you should be commended for being decent But some people might have a trouble with their uncle going being transgender. And he said, oh, we have a great relationship. So when he used that slang, I didn't know that it was wrong. And so it is. By the way, I'm sitting here sweating because as I'm fixing this, I don't want to get it worse. But I realize I don't have to sweat because people that are trying to teach you the right way, they don't. If you're making an attempt to be decent, it's. I always tell people, like, again, with the word retarded. When you slip and say the word retarded, if you give a fuck, if you give a fuck to get it out of vocabulary, no one's waiting and pray when you say it. They go, aha! I said the word retarded my whole life. I said the word retarded, and sometimes I will still slip. But I just go, okay, that's not. I don't want to use that word as an adjective. So that I'm sure the same thing applies to me, that if someone's listening, and as I'm trying to make this right, I say the word wrong again, or I say something wrong. I want to educate myself. So, and I'm still not completely educated on it. I did a little research on it, because the guy who ghost wrote my book, his brother, is transgender, getting a sex change operation. So I called Jonathan. They say, Jonathan, call your brother. And so I want to educate myself. But I don't have to be completely educated to come back and say, hey, I want to learn. But here's what sort of bothered me about it. And again, I didn't read the comments. But somebody told me that on – where do they like chat about the show? On the Nerdist website, that people were saying, oh, he doesn't use the word retarded, but he'll use this word. Like they're capturing me. Like they're getting me. And by the way – you don't have to trick me into evolving. All you have to do is say, hey, Todd, I would hope, and I'm trying to say this in a gentle way, but I would hope that you know, what we talk about on the show, that most people know that, like, Todd's wide open to educating himself. Like, all we have to do is say, hey, Todd, that's not what they prefer to be called. And I'll be like, what is it? Let me learn. Let me educate myself. But I think it's funny that people, a few people, not everybody, thought that it was necessary to go onto those and chat about it and go, oh, but you can't use the word retarded. Like, it's not one versus the other. I'm willing to grow in all areas. And am I bragging about it? What the fuck if I am? What if that's my sport, being evolved? I constantly want to be evolved. I do. I pray. I wrote it when I'm 80. If somebody says, don't use that word, I hope to fucking God I can be the 80-year-old that goes, oh, and educate myself. So, I don't want to be very specific with this. It got me a little pissed off that somebody said, yeah, when the retarded thing, like, oh, he won't use the word retarded. But, like, I insinuate that I'm fully done evolving. So if that's not the term, I will learn the term. And I think transgender covers a lot of situations. Am I right about that? Does anyone know anything about this?
I think transgender, I could be wrong. Yeah. Transgender is the feeling like you were born with the wrong...
Yeah, maybe born into the wrong sex.
Yeah, and then transvestite is one who just dresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And by the way, if you write me an email and break it down, we will educate ourselves. But we're having this open conversation here. And again, it seems like when I'm driving in the car, I have my thoughts so clear. Mm-hmm. And then when I sit down to talk about it, I don't. But I think the bottom line was, I hope enough people go on that wherever they were talking about this and go, hey... you don't have to, like, capture Todd. Just email him and explain to him. I take every email. I will read it, and I will go, oh, and I will educate myself, and I will learn. And I was even a little embarrassed. I go, I cannot wait till the new episode drops. Did anyone expect me to, like, put up a fight on this? You know, they're like, and then somebody wrote me an email. Here we go. Somebody wrote me an email. His name is Jim. And I say this a lot because if I wrote someone an email from a kind place and they didn't get that across when explaining it, I would be frustrated. So, Jim, you wrote me a kind email. But I do think it's funny that if you are a regular listener to this show, at the end when you said, and if you don't stop this, I'm not going to be able to listen to your show. First thing I thought was, like, you know, when you sort of like put your hands to your chest and go like, why would he think I wouldn't stop it? Like, it's like if you see me adding wrong. If I'm paying the bill and I add wrong, you don't have to lean over and go, I don't know how to tell you this. Like, I'm some, well, how dare you tell me I'm adding wrong?
If you don't fix this, I'm never going to Applebee's with you again.
Well, exactly. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Did I add wrong once and you nonchalantly corrected me and I was a dick about it? Then that makes sense. It's like, don't correct Todd on his math. if I have a history of that. So, Jim, all you had to do was write me an email, and I should play the message that I got from lyricist Joe, sort of the way I would hope that my vibe would be. He goes, Todd, I know you're going to want to hear this, but on the message boards, and we had a little conversation about it, and I said, yes, yes, yes. I called him back, and I said, I know. I already called Jonathan, whose brother is going through, you know, who is transgender, and I'm trying, and he'll call me back, and I'll learn a lot more about this. So there we go. I hope someone goes on his message boards and goes, hey, everybody, this does not have to turn into this. And, oh, here's the last thing I'll say. Why do I get the feeling, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, that the person that went, oh, but you can't use the word retarded, is a person that doesn't want to stop using the word retarded. So instead of educating me and thinking I'm not that educated, they're going to catch me in a mistake and go, aha, you can do that. Like, I'm going to put up a big fight. And they're so ready to go, aha, I got you. I fucking got you. Well, you didn't, because I want to evolve. I want to evolve. So you didn't, it's not like I'm going to go, oh, come on, you know, and I didn't do the stupid go-to. I didn't mean any harm. I always say the same thing about anybody. Nobody criticizes anybody. No one will criticize me for using the word tranny in a decent person. They will criticize me once I'm educated, and then I refuse to learn. Nobody, no decent person, and I'm repeating myself because I like things tight together, is criticized for using the word retarded or gay as an adjective or Jew me down. Nobody from decent people is criticized. You get criticized once you're educated on it, and then you put up a fight. Yes, that's when judgment is placed. But most people are pretty cool about it. They're like, come to you in a very loving way. Think about it. The type of person that would tell you not to use these words is usually a loving person, especially when you're not a victim of those words. So no one comes to you and usually should say, hey, you fucking asshole, don't you? No, they're usually coming to you from a loving place. But maybe in some situations on the message boards, they didn't think they could. I talked about it enough. Okay. Well, you have anything to say? Your mom's transgender, isn't she, Rob?
Both my parents are trans.
Well, why don't you speak up a little? Because Blake Wexler told you not to interrupt my rants.
He did.
Son of a bitch. Son of a fucking bitch. And I'm telling on Blake Wexler. He's transgender.
Blake is transgender.
He's going through it. And you know what? I don't even want to now make another mistake. Like, that's a joke to be transgender. Because it's not. I've said it. You know what? I always say I like to keep things tight. It means I used to think, oh, well, I said that 8 episodes ago. What if somebody didn't listen to 8 episodes ago? And I said, you know, you would hope that if someone was going through that, you would not only be okay with it, but you would understand how fucking brave they are to go through that, and how scared shitless and how brave they are. So that is the way I really feel about it. So I don't want to make jokes about anybody being transgender like that would be like. Used to be that with gay. Like, oh, it's a joke. Hey, he's gay. Like, no, it's not a joke. That's not a bad thing. That's who you are, and that's not your being is not a joke. So there we go. But I'm leaving that in. You know why I'm leaving that in? Because it shows all you got to do, you say something, it's coming out of your mouth. You don't have to erase it. Just be aware of it.
This doesn't feel right. You taste the sauce. That's too much lemon. Well, we're not going to eat this sauce.
Oh, I love you. Even though you didn't call me back.
I'm so sorry. I texted you why.
I know.
I'll tell you, I was in a dark place as a human being.
You didn't call him back?
For a short period of time. I was very depressed for a little bit.
Yeah.
It just happens every now and then. You know, I'm feeling much better now. I was away from home for a little while. Certain things happened just in my life.
Ian Carmel moved from Portland to L.A. Todd called him. And he never called Todd back.
That's it.
Oh, my gosh. You had a song made about that.
Sure. What? Sure. Well, it ends abruptly because that's how my heart stopped. That's why I said. Sure. Very upsetting.
Ian Carmel moved from Portland to L.A. Todd called him. And he never called Todd back.
That's so crazy, because really, I text Ian, like, he'll call me back 5 minutes later.
What? Wait.
He can't call me back enough.
Talk to Rob once a day.
Do you really?
At least.
Probably about lunchtime.
We check in.
I get a salad.
Seriously?
No.
Are you kidding? We're both busy. Like, I'm going to make time. Like, we're going to make time for each other.
Come on.
Hey.
I wish.
Tom doesn't love you guys, and I need to let you know that. Okay, listen.
I am sorry I didn't call you back.
Can I tell you, once I know, it's a thing that I go through every so often with, I'm I do 10 other things wrong, but I do try to call people back. And I guess you go, you know, you usually go right to anger, but the truth is your feelings get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, wait, what? He doesn't call me back? Like, a text?
Well,
there's always a text. You can put in a funk, buddy, but we'll hang out next month.
Text is nice.
A text is nice. Now that texting is, here's the thing. What you're asking someone to be, first of all, there's two things you have to prove. Let me put it the other way first.
Yeah.
You have to be the recipient. You have to be a decent person. In other words, there's certain people that when you're on the phone with them, they won't let you off the phone. If you want to call them and go, hey, I'm busy, or you don't get it.
Yeah.
Then that's their fault. They've created their own hell. But if I've never proven to be the type of person that's crazy, like you could text me and go, hey, appreciate the invite, because I think I invited you over to my house.
You did invite me
over. I invited you over your house. So like when you don't call me back, it's like there's a list of things I have to do before I get angry at you. And that's go, people are busy. You might have time to call me, but you know, you might think you might not be in the mood even for 1 minute to be pleasant. So I have to understand that. But what you're also going, and understand this too, and here's where I have the problem. The first part I don't. You know, sometimes people are busy that day. Sometimes people are like, before they go to bed, they go, oh, fuck, I got to call somebody back. You got to be all right with that. If someone calls you back the next day or 2 days later, 2 days later to me is where I don't even blink an eye at it. People get busy. Yes, they have 20 seconds to call you, but it takes more than 20 seconds. It's a mindset. You're going to make a call. You might enter into a conversation. So you have to be all right that they call you back 2 days later. But what you're saying is, can you throw one more thing in the pile? And by the way, before I put what I need from you, I'll even accept a text, busy, in a funk or whatever, busy this week, beloved next week. And what you're sort of indirectly saying, not you or anybody who doesn't call back, is going, can you be okay without even a text? Is that too much to ask for? Not even a, like, and I have to go, oh yeah, I'm not worth anything. I'm stopping. You think I need a text? Like I'm deserving of 4 seconds of your fingers, you know?
You're 100% right, and I have no counter other than to agree with you and apologize.
But as soon as you texted me, I melted, because then I thought, oh, he was, the truth of the matter is, with everything I just said, the truth of the matter is, it sort of came, look, I don't want to let you off the hook completely.
Don't.
But I'm a little.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you texted me and I knew you were in a funk, I was like, oh, I thought maybe he doesn't like hanging out with me.
I love hanging out. That's the thing about it and why I felt so bad after, like, I realized, like, I was like, oh, fuck. You didn't call back or even text back your friend. I love hanging out with you, and I want to continue to get invites so I can come over.
What a great way to end it.
And you know what's really...
Oh, no, wait. Rob had something to say. Play it after Rob.
What I was going to say that's really hard about that, and you know what's a very hard situation that's almost similar to that, is when you're somewhere and you're with two friends, and one of them's like, hey, I called you, and you never called me back, and I was inviting you over to my house, and then you're there just like, what? No one invited me to their house. And they're arguing about him not getting back to you about coming over to your house,
oh.
But it's like, no one ever called me. I mean, I'm like, hey, did anyone want to invite me over? But
sorry, I can't even hear what you're saying.
Do I need to speak up? I guess.
This is actually the...
Can I tell you, I thought, wait, I don't understand what Rob's talking about. I really didn't, to George Carlin. And then I go, oh, now I understand. Because we're sitting here. I wanted you to come over to my house so bad and hang out with me. It's all I wanted. Rob's over there. Woo.
Like, hey, what are you? So you guys planning something? Or
no,
by the way, I did invite you.
No, I did you?
We talked on the phone, and you said you. I said I'll call Ian and.
Oh,
see
you know, yeah,
up
you know what the difference between me and Ian is? I answer.
Mm-hmm.
I pick it up.
That's right. He picks up. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Gleason, call back. What a show we're going to have here today. It's going to be fun. Fade it out. All right. So listen.
What are we on a golfing tee? A tee box?
Okay,
nice.
So
would it be therapeutic for you to maybe simulate what that phone call would have been?
Oh, let's do it. Why did I get so excited?
Because you're great.
Just
wait,
maybe we can work through it. We can work through.
Wait, you want me to call you and say you want to hang out?
Yeah, like call. when I was in the middle of the funk.
By the way, all this phone sound effects.
Yeah,
I just like them even if they don't make
no,
sense.
No, let's do that. Let's reenact his.
Are you going to be jealous if I have the phone voice and you don't?
No,
no.
You can use a cup if you want.
Well, maybe one of these. Maybe one of these.
Okay, hello. Hello?
Okay, yeah, right, yeah. No, you shut up! You put that down. That orange juice is for the vodka. You put it down. Hold on, I'm a phone call. Hello?
Sounds like you're having fun over there. Hello?
Hey, I don't have this number in my phone. Who is this?
It's Todd Glass.
Todd?
What are you doing?
Oh, just sitting in the dark over here. Just shut up. You shut up right now. You shut hey, Todd, hey.
Who's that?
Oh, so hold on 1 second.
You have another call?
Yeah, I got a cop coming in. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, Aaron, it's Rob Gleason. What's up, man?
Rob!
Dude, what is up?
You coming over tonight for the lasagna party?
Dude, you better come over for the lasagna party. Let me tell you something. Dude, Todd Glass will not stop calling me.
I know. He's on the other line right now. He's like, hey, it's Todd Glass. It's like, I know who you are. Shut up.
Can I tell you something?
It's not like, oh, Todd Glass.
Todd Glass. Oh, I'm Todd Glass.
Hey, guys, I can hear you.
Todd.
Yeah, are you guys having a lasagna party?
No,
I'll come with Jake Adams and Aristotle.
No, well.
Oh,
send them over. But, like, lasagna party is just
it's
like
pretty
a,
exclusive.
It's a euphemism.
Hey, what's that over there? I gotta go.
Bye, Rob.
That is how you do a bit, motherfuckers. We got sports. We're gonna talk about sports. Chris Hardwick said we have to have a sports section on the show.
All right, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a break, and then I'm gonna get some fresh air, and we're gonna have so much fun. It is now. I can't say it every week, but let me tell you something. This is gonna be good.
We're excited to be back on the show.
And Aristotle, I'm happy you're here. You're a good man. I love this guy.
Yeah,
good Jake,
guy.
He's all right too.
You have a good team.
I know. There's a lot of good vibes in this room, right? I can't say I love you when I hang up the phone for some reason. Me and Jake were talking about that. I can say it, but it comes out a little bit. But I feel it.
Can I give you a little way to help? Love your buddy. You put buddy on the internet,
it casualizes
everything.
Yeah, it does. Love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
And that's okay to do it like that, if that's
great.
How I get started.
Yeah.
But it's so weird because this is maybe different that I'm acknowledging this. I hope I'm pretty good expressing. Like, when I had you call your mom, I eat that stuff up. And it also is very invigorating, and it gives you a lot of energy. And when Jake called his grandmother, so I have that type of thing. But whenever, like, a friend of mine sometimes, you know, hey, I love you as we're hanging up. And it doesn't always flow out. I love you too, buddy. Oh, but I don't want to be I love you, buddy. Why can't I just be I love you too? Lynn Shore says it sometimes. You know, he'll be like, I love you, buddy. And then, or no, he says, I love you. Well, he could be homosexual. It's, oh, my God. Lynn Shore's a homosexual. God. Oh, my God. Now. But so I love you, buddy. I think that's a good way to start.
It's a good way to get into it.
That's not going
to
be like the half of a hug, because I give people a hug. I give a hug. I'm totally comfortable giving my arms around you. I give you a fucking hug. I don't want to be the what's that other thing called? Like when
just
you
like kind of a pat, side hug, like a side hug.
Fuck
little,
that shit.
They're all very unsatisfying. You're just close enough to smell somebody, but with none of the affection.
Yeah, you're right. Speaking of smelling somebody.
They say if you hug for 20 seconds, it's supposed to make you feel really good.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to. Yeah, did you ever hear that?
I heard that.
Yeah.
That's what Jake says he does to the guys on the train.
That's like
I don't know what that means. There's nothing.
Yeah, he's one of those train huggers.
Yeah, sure. One of those train huggers back in the day. Sure.
You know, you take the Hiawatha down to Chicago, there's one of those boys that does the train hugging. Real good.
You give him an Indian head nickel. He'll lock you up for 20 seconds.
That's right. Makes you feel good.
Those days, they'd all get on the train. The homosexuals would get on there and hug people in disguise of who they really were.
Why, the Hiawatha line from Milwaukee down to Chicago was a homosexual's haven.
It was also gay.
They'd be hugging everybody left and right. Everybody was hugging, and they were homosexuals disguised as huggers.
Hugging for 20, 25, 30 seconds at a time.
Guys would hug each other's lips around their cocks in the bathroom.
I had you protect a 10-15 Hiawatha. You can get hugged for upwards of 65 seconds.
No, say it's not so.
65 seconds a hug.
Say it isn't true.
That's a good hug.
It's so.
And Muggsy.
Hey, where's a man got to go to get a long hug around here? Y'all know if there's an Amtrak? An Amtrak where a man like me, down on his luck, can get a hug?
Here's what we're going to do. What was that? Go ahead.
Rob Gleason.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna. Do you want to go around the table here and like, people are listening. You know, we are privy. People, we're in people's ears. Like, you can go like, pss, pss, hey, I'm in your ears.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to say something to everybody, and then we'll take a break.
Yeah.
We'll get some fresh air.
Yeah, I would love to. Let's do that. Let's go
say something nice, really sweet. You know, people need it sometimes.
Who's going first?
Aristotle, and don't fuck around. Make it nice, you prick.
Hey, I know you're having a hard day right now. Just, you know, stop to think, appreciate life, and just know you're one fine piece of ass.
Sexy and nice.
Yeah. I just want you to know, whoever's listening to this, wherever you are on the treadmill, treadmill in your car, at the gym, maybe just listening, you know, earbuds in.
Maybe doing, the bank.
Doing stuff around the house, maybe the bank, that you're a hardworking person who deserves to know about stamps.com.
That would be your emotional. That would be.
Stamps.com is meant for people like you who are busy
on the go,
who deserve more. No one deserves more than you.
Ian?
I could go on. Hey, look at you there. You got a lot of stuff going on that nobody else knows about, but you know about it. Right. There's a lot of great stuff going on in your mind, in your body right now.
Right.
You can dress nice, but you don't every day, and that's okay, because you know what? When you're casual, you're comfortable, and that lets you be the you that you need to be that day.
Right.
Ian Carmel understands that. I think all of us do, and we celebrate it right here on the Talk Glass Show.
Hey, guys. Sometimes life gets weird, you know? You gotta do stuff maybe you weren't privy to. You gotta wake up early, you know? You gotta work harder that day than you wanted to. But guess what? You're gonna make it through, all right? You got it.
God, why do we assume your listeners are all like sad? Like,
I know.
Like, well, they all make pep talks. Some of them are probably very happy.
Should we also do one round where we kind of calm them down a little bit?
Yeah, hey, don't get so excited.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. Can I do my
one? Do your good one, and then we'll go around.
Maybe someone's in a funk. You don't have to say depressed. Depressed is one thing, and then in a funk. Funk means you can snap out of it. Depression, maybe it takes a little more work to get out of depression. I don't defy that there's two types. A funk, you know, there's a difference. That's why when people say, am I depressed? I try to respect the people that are genuinely having depression. I know that it's real. And go, I'm in a funk. But the other day I was having some feelings of being in a funk. And I was starting – I really thought about – I went to visit my grandmother, who's 93, in Arizona. And just – oh, my God. I told Jake when I got back, do not let me forget that when I get back, we want to go to, like, an old age home or an assisted living. And I'm not going to be proud of myself if I haven't done this in a month. We're going to go. Just sit in the – you can call up. You can – I don't know. I'll bring a piano. I thought I'll bring someone who knows how to play piano. And we'll play piano and sing songs with them. My grandmother is 93. She is sharp. You know, you hear this a lot. Sharp is, you know, as a sharp, just very sharp. But she is. I get it now. It's like abso-fucking-lutely. It's not like half. She gets it. She has a memory of today. She has a memory of yesterday. But it started me thinking, like, she gets it. She gets it, not in a depressing way, in a very evolved way, that she's going to die soon. And it's so weird to be that crystal clear. So then after I left, I started to think, and I was like, you know what? And she was talking to my mom, who was telling her some stuff, and she goes, oh, sometimes it's all right to be happy. I was like, oh, my God, look at you. I go, you're so filled with wisdom. And meaning it, I meant it. Like, I wanted to just go, God damn it. And she's so – I know I'm not doing my visit with her justice, but it was so much fun because I haven't seen her in a while. And I know my story isn't what everybody else was supposed to be, but I thought about this, so mine's sort of morphing off to a story about my grandmother. But she has a great sense of humor, so I do my go-to was we were going up in the elevator, so we asked someone how to get to her. She's in an assisted living. She has a cool little place, and it's nice, but even the best assisted living places, you don't want to. That's one of the biggest encouragements, I think, when I ask other comedians or people in this type of business that have – that it's fathomable that they will have major success, and that's to let your parents leave this planet with dignity. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, like certain people, if you have the money, your parents can be at home with 24-hour help or if they have to go to assisted living, they're at the best of the best of the best of the best of the best. But like, again, to me, I won't have enough money with it when my mom gets there, and it's going to be a long time for my mom because she's going to be like everyone else in her family, living to be forever. But I want to be able to like let her live at home with help.
None of these assisted living places, they like, you know what, home, the feeling of home is like permanence. And all of these assisted living places, maybe not all, but most of them, they have a very temporary feel to them.
Like dormitories.
Like dormitory, yeah. Right. Like,
even the nicest of the nice.
There's an awareness that the stay is going to be short, and that's a depressing thing to be around.
Yeah.
Because they don't church it up for anybody. You know?
And there's a woman pushing a fake dog around in a cart, and because she used to have a dog, and now she's unaware. My grandmother's very aware, but I do my go-to, and I was going upstairs, and... Jake, you know what? That's disrespectful. No, it's not. When I was going upstairs, someone said, tried to get to the room, and I said, she used to sell drugs when she was younger. That's why she was here. And he always gets a big laugh whenever you make, like, you know, when you're in. I had it once before when I went to visit my sister-in-law's mom was in and I made those. I was like, come on. I go, loosen up around here. Smoke some pot. And they all laugh. You think they're like, their minds are still there. You don't give them, you just. Be funny with them. They get it. And if they don't get it, they didn't get it when they were 40 either. Usually, if they had a great sense of humor at 40, they have it when they're 80. If they're aware, they have that same sense of humor. What the fuck am I talking about? So all I wanted to say was, it's okay to be happy. You know what? Don't try to, because I was laying in bed the other night thinking of that. Oh, dying. You just lay in dirt. Oh, my God. Where are we going to go? And then I thought Aristotle was thinking that. And I just said, look, while we're here, it's fun. It's fun while we're here. So just take care of yourself. So while you're here, because there's so much you can do to like feel good while you're here. And just let some of it go and just take care of yourself. So while you're here, you can feel pretty fucking good. All right? Oh, Jesus.
You're going to be in the dirt anyway. You might as well like wear a party hat for a little bit.
Thank you.
Why not?
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Hat? Here's the way we're going to go before we take a break. Julia Harrison sent me a cute little song, and
Julia,
she is
one of the greats, Julia Harrison.
Do you know Julia Harrison?
I don't,
you
but she's
not.
In school.
Hey.
She has a podcast.
What's it called?
Oh.
Two Dope Girls.
Oh, I like it even better. Two Dope Girls.
Two Dope Girls.
Cadillac.
And she wrote me a little song on her guitar, and it warmed my heart. I could have not listened to it at a better time. By the way, I'm already having podcast hangover. Everybody was supposed to go around, tell a quick little story, in case anybody was in a funk, to like make them feel better. It morphed indifferently for everybody, which is fine. When it came to me, I did a two-hour dissertation.
We were supposed to do one for people who got too big for their britches,
Yeah.
So we all do it at once, just kind of berate them, just really quick for like 5 seconds.
Who do you
five
think are? You need
who
to
the hell do you think you are?
We're all in this together. Everybody's trying to make it. You know what I mean? You think you
Stop. I fucked it up from the beginning because I forgot. We're people that are two in a great
We're taking
mood.
Them down a notch.
Okay, here we go. There we go.
It's just like, where do you go?
Not everybody has a great
that we're not all just trying to get through the day.
Some people have problems.
Not everybody has a trust fund, you piece of shit. Fuck yourself.
Fuck
you. And we'll be back. Right. Oh, by the way, I want to say this, Julia. I listened to my email when I was waking up in Arizona, where I was out there on Sunday, and I was in the hotel with the nice comforter and the, you know, just when everything is so. I love hotels.
The candles were burning. A pan flute played in the background. Sage of the Arizona wilderness crept in through the window.
The crisp Arizona air. My down comforter in the hotel bed. I start listening to emails.
Mr. Glass, room service?
The room service. Incessant.
Have your breakfast here?
Do you get room service?
At a hotel?
Yeah, ever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice sometimes, isn't
it? You know what?
It?
It's about, if I'm flying to a gig and I get there and I don't have a lot of time, I'll run to the room, shower, and I'll order it so I can just eat in the room and then go.
I do it for breakfast sometimes.
That's nice.
Some orange.
Do you
juice.
Get room service?
I don't. By the way,
no.
5% of the time.
It's very expensive.
It's a little expensive, but sometimes if I'm doing a corporate show and I know they don't ask for a credit card for the room.
Yeah. I like the silver thing they put over the plate.
It's nice.
Love that. Love taking
Shut
that off.
Shut the fuck up.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do,
you,
of course
you
I
put
do.
One finger in the hole, you reveal the food.
Ta-da.
Fruit Loops under that thing.
You know, you take it off that, you take the lid off, and all of a sudden you hear this. Oh. Chicken cordon bleu. All right. Listen, so let's take a break. And then, so I woke up with the down comforter. I got, sometimes in the morning, I get up first, I'll like, wash. I'll throw some water in my face. I'll even, to be honest with you, throw some water on my hair. Maybe comb it. You know what I mean? Put a part in there.
Yeah.
Get back into bed. What did you say?
Crisp, clean water from the Colorado River.
Splash it in the face.
Just a splash on the face.
I thought you said crisp, clean part in my hair. I got excited that you cared.
Crisp, clean part in his hair.
And I get back into bed.
He sees the man gazing back him in the mirror and wonders, who is that dashing young man?
Put the down comforter up to my face.
The comfort of a down comforter filled with elegant feathers.
And Julia, am I saying Julia's name right?
Julia?
Yeah, Julia Harrison from Two Dope Girls. This is what I hear to wake up to. What if it's Julie and I'm pronouncing it wrong? But it's not. You know who you are. You know, I want to say something. I watched the first episode of Getting Doug with High. Mm-hmm. I really loved it. I really loved it. I not only forget about even that, but the vehicle of being able to get things to an audience. That's something that 35, 40 years ago would have just been on a shelf. Oh, that was one night when we all got together. And you don't get to see that because things get overproduced and they get... But I watched it from a very weird perspective of thinking like there was a documentary on comedy. And I think about of yourself as a comedy fan. Try to separate yourself from being a comedian. Because I fucking enjoyed it and I am a comedian. But I was able to disconnect and go to sit home and I think of my nephew who likes comedy and get to watch comedians. Like it was Steve AJ, Rory Scovel, Harris Whittles. I'm going to forget somebody's name so I won't say them all. But it was just brilliant. Jonah Ray and Eric Andre. And it was just like, you know what? They were a little sillier. You see a little, you know, people aren't regular pot smokers. You get to see a side of them. And it was endearing and it was funny. What do I mean by endearing? Like there was just times when somebody, like when you're high, you sort of bare your soul. There's an innocence about you sometimes.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's so cool to see, you know?
What's it on?
It's on the VPN. Is a video. That's the network, I think, that like... Sarah Silverman and Michael Cera and and Killison, yes, Daniel Killison is one of the executives over there. But I watched it and I just thought like, yeah, it was just so cool. And I go, I really enjoyed it. I went, so it made me. I liked it. And they had it produced just enough. You know what I mean? They didn't overproduce it. You know, just enough. There was a camera change. You could tell it was, you know, being done professionally, but it still felt like really raw. I was really enjoyed it. Fuck, I mean, Harris Whittles and everybody, every fucking person. Jonah Ray, he said maybe six words because he doesn't do. But even that was enjoyable to watch. He would go, "I am not enjoying this at all."
Yeah, that's funny.
And but you know what? Maybe he was. All right, so fuck that. That's what I do whenever I end up something and doesn't end. If Willie, we had something that could get me out of these things that I say with no ending. Oh, that worked. Can we play spitting shit all over? All right, I want to play your intros. You know, obviously, we put a little bit of work into these.
Mm-hmm.
And they cost. I start complaining about the cost.
How much do they cost?
I don't want to. It's not why I brought it up.
No, but...
No.
You want, I mean, I feel you're making me feel bad. Supposed to split it?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to, like, give you...
Oh, now I feel bad I brought it up. I mean, they're $500, but I don't care.
Each?
Yeah.
Did you want us to,
I shouldn't
to,
even
like,
have said
kick?
Anything. Now I feel bad.
Did you want us to kick in?
I mean, if you did, I'll tell you the truth. If you did, that would be awesome. But I'm also, if you didn't, I would never say anything bad.
Okay, but the way you said
that... Oh, now I feel like...
No, that's like the semantic thing where you definitely want to.
Yeah,
you know what? I won't even play.
You hear yourself speaking though, because it sounds like you do.
You know, that's the way like people communicate now. If you took me to the hospital, it'd be awesome. But you know what?
It's like if I'll just bleed out here.
I don't need all this blood. It's like it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Are you strapped for cash right now? Are you? Can you? Is that okay? Can you afford the two songs at $500?
How's your career?
That's how you get me not to ask for money.
Hey, no, I don't need money. No, I'm fine. I'm fucking around, guys. Shut the fuck up. You can't tell when I'm joking really, around.
Like, I mean, some stars rise and fall. Stars rise and fall. I mean, yeah,
I'm fine.
Everything okay?
I hope. I think things. What if I start answering seriously? I hope I'm fine. I start crying.
Oh.
I don't have a nest egg. A nest egg. You know, that means when you have a little. By the way, I'm happy to even have a nest egg. You know what I mean? Like some. I remember once my sister-in-law goes, what's your nest egg? And I'm like, nothing. I don't have a nest egg. You borrow $1,000 from a friend.
Yeah, when my nest egg is my contact list in my phone book. I just keep making calls.
You're asking me about a nest egg. I'm lucky if I got 2 eggs for breakfast on a given day.
And by the way, just so people aren't depressed, I don't have to borrow $1,000 from friends now. I mean, I can brag that much.
For $1,000.
No, I'm just saying. Can I play it? Let me do this. Let me play it. If you like it.
Maybe you chip in.
Why don't you
chip in? If
you
don't, I swear to fucking God, what I won't do, and I promise you, I won't do this. If you don't like it, I'm not going to go. What's the matter? Why don't you like it? Jingle Joe puts a lot into it. If you like it, if you don't like it, no questions asked. If you like it, I'm not. Then you like it. So just be honest. And if I'm a winner, if you like it so much that when it's done being played, you're like, to tell you the truth, I'd give $200 and I would fucking. I should give you $7. And that would be still not enough. But at 200, I feel like I'm getting. If you're just thrilled to even give it, give it. If you just hands sort of magically want to go into your pockets, like in a way, like, oh my God, I didn't know it was going to be this good, give it to me. If not, we don't blink a fucking eye at it. If you don't give me a fucking penny, we just move on with the show.
Great.
Okay? All right, so let's play it. Whose do you want to go first? And don't get into an argument over it like you did last year.
Yeah.
Be civil
prime,
adults.
Prime. I think
prime,
mine's probably more popular.
Prime.
This is what happened last time.
I know people like him, but I feel like people really like him.
So immature.
Like
this argument gets worse and
we
worse.
We get it. Ian's from Portland. What else has he done? It's like I think mine is the song we play.
That's the thing. No, people, Ian's from Portland. What else is
Guys!
What? I just went through this. You're 2 grown adults. Flip a coin. I cannot sit here and listen to you berate each other.
All right, let's flip a coin.
All right,
but I want to be heads.
No. I'm always heads, and
no,
you know
I
that I'm always
be heads.
You when have I ever been tails?
Well, why not?
When have I ever been tails? I've never been tails. I'm always heads.
I'll tell you when you're tails.
When am I
tails? You're the tail of this theme song segment. You're second.
You know what would settle this?
Rock,
is it paper,
rock, scissors?
All right.
Well, no.
Shut the
it's
fuck
rock,
up,
it's rock.
Both of you! I swear to God, I'm freaking out! I cannot sit here and watch you two bicker like this! You do paper, rock, and scissors, and fucking somebody wins,
okay.
And I'll play their jingle.
Okay.
I can't.
It's 1, 2, 3, shoot. You do one, two, three, shoot.
1, 2, and then you shoot.
No. It's 1, 2, 3, shoot.
No.
It's the rock, the paper, the scissors, then shoot.
Then why do you even care? No, 1, 2, and on three you shoot.
1, 2, and on three. What?
Why
give
it a
shoot?
Are you a simpleton? You're a simpleton?
One,
you need a
two,
full
three,
countdown?
Shoot.
An adult would go on three. Oh, my God! I swear to fucking God, I'm going to have a goddamn nervous breakdown. I'll fucking decide who goes first. You're ruining the jingles. Joe puts all his time and effort into those. He has this class that he teaches. But every week he goes into that fucking studio to make you two feel special and wanted and loved. So I'll decide who goes
Wait,
first.
Wait, Todd, let me stop you right there. I feel awful. They should play Rob's first.
Yeah, you know what? They should play Ian's because
no,
I know I'm out of line. No, I was out of line earlier.
No, Rob.
I was out of line earlier,
you know, honestly,
I apologize.
Right, no, I apologize. I feel so awful.
Portland's a great city. I love
you know
it.
What? And wherever you're from is also
It's like
cool.
I know you're from Portland, but it's always a surprise to
know,
hear
but,
it.
But,
so let's
I
play
mean,
it again.
No, I just want to know so much more about you. You're so interesting.
Well, what else is there to know?
It's so boring.
I'm old hat.
I bet that I could beat Arena.
People are like,
12 book anthology
Ian
on
Carmel
you. And I wouldn't
from,
get the first
Portland
half
from Chelsea
of the story.
Lately from how you know how did it's like I
we
think that
Rob,
we go with the ends. We go with the ends.
No,
you know
no,
what?
No.
You know
I
what?
Hear, you're
get
too sweet.
Each
What's
other.
You know what your problem what? Is? You're too nice.
I'm too nice.
You're too nice.
I'm too nice.
Yeah,
okay,
I can
so now
right
you just know
it.
Me that
I can
well.
See right
you just,
through it.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, I know you. Oh, how much is there to get to know, Rob?
A lot to know.
Oh, really?
Oh my God! I can't get this angry. I'm seriously worrying about my physical health right now. Do you understand what's happening? Can you Take a look outside yourselves for a second. I'm going to fucking take my life. I'm going to play a jingle. And I don't want to hear one fucking word until the jingle's done. If you like it, you throw me $500, $600, $700. If you don't like it, I don't mention it. I'm being very crystal clear with this. I'm not going to go, ba 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 ba. You don't like it, you don't like it. We move on. Play one of the jingles.
Ian Carmel was born in Portland, Oregon when he was 3. His parents took him on a trip to Washington. And when he was 9 years old, he moved to Idaho with his ma and pa.
We did some homework.
And later on, they moved out to Utah. Ian grew up. It was time to move out. Went to Austin.
True.
Where he slept on someone's couch and then he moved to Appleton, Wisconsin, where he stayed. Then back to Portland and now to L.A.
Coming over here, JJ. That's right, our guest is Ian Carmel and Rob Gleason. Take it home, JJ.
Want to go for the high note?
So,
I can't.
Whatever, if you...
What did you have, Rob Gleason right there? None of it was true.
All right, let's play the next one. I'm not going to get upset. Okay. I said I wasn't going to. We're going to play yours now, and you'll tell me what you think. If you like it, if you think JJ's good on the trumpet at all, if you think it's like, no, that's not good trumpet playing, I don't want you to feel like, oh, now we're giving money out of guilt. If the way he's playing is so electric, and I'm going to tell you the truth, I would really try to, you know, play a little better. And when he's playing, put some reverb in the mic. If it doesn't overwhelm you with warmth. And we're going to bring you over here this time, and we're going to have you play into this mic, his mic, and put reverb in your mic. And if do you understand? So we're going to do the same thing. And by the way, that was really good. But these guys are being pricks because they don't want to chip in. You know, up. And we're going to really, we're going to, if it doesn't, you know what I mean? Sometimes, if not at one point, you're like, God, I heard Todd say that. I wanted to fucking punch him in his face. But the horn playing is so overwhelming that it could be Dizzy Gillespie or, you know, JJ. Who was a very good trumpet player. I don't know what Dizzy Gillespie did. I heard he used to get his dick sucked behind the shed in the old days.
I heard sometimes he'd go on to that...
Hiawatha.
Between
go on for a long
Chicago.
Hug.
All right, so we're gonna so we're going to play it. By the way, I love this bit that no matter what he does, you have to... I you know what I mean? It's like,
you don't know that's going to be the bit. Maybe I'll be really moved.
Okay,
all right,
stop.
Money.
I'm sorry I said that then. So he's going to play... And is he going to move into your mic when it's time? And Aristotle,
and can I tell you
can
something?
I have you go over on the drums? Because we're going to have to turn on all the stuff. And if you
you play it, I want you to know I do have the money.
I know you do, and by the way, the song we did is going to let the audience know you have the money because then they're going to be aware of your work and they're going to be like,
oh, shit.
Oh, so he does have the money. Oh, he does have the money.
All right, let's listen.
So here's the
thing. Yeah.
In the room, I'm always worried, even though I remind people, they pretty much have in their heads what the atmosphere is here is going to be. But I'm going to reestablish it one more time because I want the audience to know what your experience is. And that way I want them to know, no, I was with Rob. That was good trumpet playing. But it wasn't – the guy wasn't having fun and going all over the place with it. You know. See, but if he is and the lighting's right, so during this show, not only is JJ going to be pouring his heart out, Aristotle's going to – and I wish I would have given this to you. I don't want to – I just – I'm trying to up my game a little. You run over there on the drums. We'll put the bubble machine on. We'll put the disco ball on. And, we'll try to... And then you'll tell me what you think.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Rob Gleason, you've heard about his role in House of Lies, and How I Met Your Mother, iCarly too, and The Young and the Restless, and then there's the role that is his best. That cell phone ad he did with Will Arnett. Nokia Lumia 920 from AT&T. Rob portrayed Todd, Will Arnett's personal assistant who quit. Although it's free, Rob put emotion in each line. It's the number one commercial of all time.
So, okay, so that we did that, and did you enjoy it?
I mean, yeah, I thought it was good.
Okay.
Looked like you guys were having a lot of fun.
It did. Everyone seemed to really enjoy themselves.
Man, that JJ's unbelievable, ain't he?
He's great. He's so good.
It seems like a fun hobby for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have hobbies.
It is. And whoever wrote that, what a fun way to spend an afternoon.
That's a fun afternoon.
That's a fun afternoon.
You loved it. You loved it?
It was good.
Yeah. People,
everyone seems
how
so
about
nice.
JJ? I mean, that's
he
really
seems so nice.
I try to use him as a go-to because I feel like you won't want to disappoint. But you're all
he
so much. You don't want to
so
spend the money.
Nice.
Yeah,
so
he's
nice.
Talented.
Not a lot.
When
of
I hear him play, I'm like, holy shit! You can tell when someone is comfortable with an instrument.
Yeah,
I knew an AJ once, but he's JJ.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with anything. My voice literally cracked. The worst lie in the world. I once knew it, AJ, but he's JJ.
That's
just
him.
To be able to say something. Because I say, boy, is he talented, and you won't lie. So do that again. But seriously, isn't he talented?
Sure, I knew an AJ once, but but he's JJ. And you
can't. And you know what's so funny? I know a couple RJs.
That is funny.
Well, guys,
that's funny.
All right, let's move on with the show. I'm not upset.
You're not?
Nope.
Okay, because I will not be donating.
I'm not upset. I told you I was going to make you a promise, and I'm going to keep to the promise, and I swore to God.
Did Ian kick in any money?
Nope, and I'm not upset.
No.
I mean, you know, Jingle Joe puts a lot into those. And JJ over there, I mean, I don't pay him.
Wouldn't it be great if we all got paid for the things
we did
with
nice.
Our spare time?
It'd be nice.
You really? Okay, look, here's the deal. Oh, no, now you guys are making a buffoon of me, and I don't. And I love you guys, but let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Remember how I said forget it. Let's take giving money off the table.
Sure.
You're not allowed.
Oh,
now
no.
Can we have a conversation?
Yeah.
Let's talk honestly.
You don't think he's good on the trumpet? Don't try to be nice. May pretend he's not here. You can't tell when he comes. Hold on. Can you come over here? Can you put a little reverb? Let me give him really. I just want you to hear. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Can you play it? Just do a little. And B, don't be nervous. You're fucking great. These guys don't know what the fuck they're doing. Just play a little. Now that's not beautiful.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the human existence is beautiful. Just that we're all
I
here.
I can't walk outside.
You're gonna put this guy? Are you shitting me? That he's gonna sit there? Look at him. Look at his face. And you can't. You don't have to give money. I know why you're doing it, because you guys think that if you say he's good, that you're gonna have to give money. I don't want money. Take that off the table. I'm just asking for your opinion. And I can't believe that when he plays that, you're not able to think.
that really sounds good with the reverb in it. You didn't look him in the face and tell him, at least don't look at me. Tell him, should he get out of the business? I'm sorry to do this to you on the show, JJ, because I think I said it what I felt, that when you could tell when somebody's comfortable with an instrument and he is comfortable with an instrument, I think I know what I'm talking about. But you guys?
I don't think any art should be ventured into with the purpose of making money. I think if you like it,
then it'll make
it. If it makes you happy, good.
That's what's important.
Make yourself
tell him.
Happy.
And tell him.
Well, I never liked reverb, but I thought it worked there.
Yeah. You did a lot.
You know when you're in a bit and I'm right at that bit? I wasn't there even 30 seconds ago. I'm in the bit now where I feel like, for me, it's now it's like he has to sit up there and be the recipient of this bit, which he should only want to take if he knows that obviously when you hear the trumpet, you're like, and now I'm in a bit where I have to go no matter what we do. Is no, you're not good. And I'm the most insecure person in the world.
You
so
know
I'm
what?
Starting
Ian
to think,
and I do all of our donations.
Okay, right, you know it's a bit, right? You sure? Okay.
We do all of our donations around the holidays, yeah. So we'll get back to you.
Well,
get back to us around Purim.
Around Purim, we'll do all. We just do it all at once. We have a couple organizations we like.
He
we
brought
it.
You know what, JJ? I wouldn't normally ask you to do this, but play some betting music and let him play his cello. Listen, just listen. Just so you know, we're playing some betting music, and obviously he came in with the cello. Up the trumpet after all that and wrap it up with some trumpet is just that's they by the way I saw you were playing that cello and I saw you got the you were fucking playing wherever the betting music was that we brought in and then I hear at the end you pick up the trumpet. You have a lot of talent
and I think he's broken a sweat.
Can I just say
that's a lot.
It is so refreshing
to hear
see somebody who's not worried about, oh, I need to be perfect at this.
And just
I need to be perfect
do,
at
right.
that. And
just
to, like, try
to see someone who
things.
Is comfortable with where they're at.
Yeah,
right?
Just be. Hey,
this
go,
is
can
me.
I say something?
Hey,
and I want to say this
warts
to you.
And all. You
go
know?
From where you are.
Yes.
Just go from where you all right. are.
Because
you know?
Wherever you are, there it is.
There it is. And that was really.
Brave.
And
it was brave.
Yeah. And so now you're. You were asking for donations.
No. I wanted
to. Well, good. Because Ian and I.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wanted
I gotta be honest.
To ask for a donation.
Ourselves. Yeah.
You guys are taking donations?
Well, yeah. I don't want
it. I don't want you to feel like you need to donate. I mean, maybe
wait a second. You know what? Let me show you. He actually plays. Ian actually plays the trumpet as well.
I dabble.
Do you
dabble?
Really?
Well,
it's not as easy. It's not as easy as you think.
Oh, you're. I know. I mean, I know. You know, I'm not perfect. But if you think
look, if you think he's good, maybe you kick in.
You toss us a shekel.
We get him back into the program.
Yeah.
Well,
do you want to hear him?
Would you like?
Yeah, I just don't want to make a fool.
I'll give you a taste for free, and then
I don't want you to make a fool of yourself. In all fairness, JJ goes to college. You know, he plays that instrument, but he goes to college. Like, he is a student of music. More outside of just being able to play, he is like. He takes it very seriously.
And I don't
want to
put any pressure on you, but with
his
trumpet playing,
Ian supports.
Well,
that's what I mean, is this is not easy what he does. He makes it look easy.
Ian supports a whole family that's not even his.
Mm-mm.
He's just
on trumpet playing?
Picked a family at random. I said, you know what? It's your lucky the rest of your lives.
Sure. Play. I love music, so.
All right.
I just feel bad. Just picture us all, like, really, you know, taking it in. That's what we're doing here. We're sitting around like we're really watching this person perform.
You guys having fun? Is this fun for you? Oh, excuse me.
Hey, really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
kind of takes me away.
My voice. It looked like you really enjoyed that.
Well, you have to remember, I was listening to that knowing that it was someone that's not professional. So, yes, I was enjoying it almost like when you see. Let's put it this way. When you buy lemonade from the side of the road, you don't judge it on the true contents of it. It's, oh, it's adorable. Look, there's a child selling lemonade. I don't go, I want my money back. You go, oh, it's so good.
Oh.
It's more adorable. And I thought that performance was adorable.
Well, if
good for you.
I mean, that could be true if that child selling that lemonade had studied lemonade
for
6 years in Paris.
And years.
Oh, I did. Then if you did that, I don't know what to say. I thought you were just, so you're saying you've really taken this seriously. Well, then I feel like an idiot. I thought it was like a joke.
That was not a joke. That was a lie.
I thought it was a joke. I swear to God, I thought it was a joke. I thought the way he was playing was like, do you want me to be honest?
Please be honest.
Well, I thought you were trying to make me laugh.
No,
with his trumpet playing?
Well, I just didn't think you can obviously hear the difference from when JJ plays. It was okay. What I just heard was okay. It wasn't the worst in the world. I don't want to say it was a joke, but I thought you were like, the joke would be like you stop playing after 20 seconds and go, we're kidding. We can't play like JJ. But then you kept playing, and I realized you guys were taking it seriously, so I started to put a game face on that it was, no, that was not good at all, and I'm not being insulting to you. This is a guy that's really good. He comes in here and he plays. And no, fucking Ian can't just pick up a trumpet. No, that sounded shitty, and our audience heard that it was shitty. What do you think they just did? Do you think they were sitting there going, oh, there's something sort of peaceful and magical about this? No one was enjoying that performance. Nobody. Trust me, I know my audience. By the way, couldn't be completely more wrong in this bit. I'm the guy who's so wrong because people were enjoying it, but I'm the guy who's so no. Nobody liked that.
What?
Nobody.
I felt moved by that.
I'll listen again.
We're asking for a one-time donation.
I was so angry.
A one-time donation.
Will you play it again?
Yes.
Can I tell you? Maybe I'm sitting here so angry that it could be wafting. Is that what I was saying? Wafting through the room, and I'm just not enjoying it because. Am I doing this bit right?
Listen, when
I'm breaking character. Yes. I got lost a few times.
No. You're fine. Now, when I play the horn in a second,
I'm going to listen with it. I'm going to uncross my arms.
I want you to listen with your ears, and then I want you to listen with your heart and your head.
And try not to picture angels.
Well, now it's going to be hard not to.
Good.
Oh, I feel like, you know what? I'm not going to picture angels unless at one point I'm like, this is definitely where he's talking about. And I won't have to picture them. Then I'll picture them. But I'm not going to try to picture angels.
Can I be honest with you?
Sure.
Try to not picture an angel. Here we go. Thank you. It was fun for me. I want you guys to know.
That was great. Were you moved? You don't see it.
No, I'm getting a little upset. Because this isn't to say you're bad, but you guys are criticizing JJ over there. And he is a professional player. And you're like, it's not good. All because you don't want to spend a dollar. And I don't want a dollar. If you just have the ability to go, yeah, you're good. It's not a competition. And no, you are not as good. When I heard what I just heard... Was that okay? I don't know.
I think what's just okay is your jazz literacy.
Yeah.
Have you listened to
jazz?
Sounds shitty what you just played.
How would you rate your own jazz literacy?
What you just did was technically good, you're saying.
Technically perfect.
Technically perfect. What's your jazz literacy?
I don't know anything. I don't know anything. You know what I know? My ride's here. Oh, back to this fucking shit. I'm not in the mood. And I'm swearing to God, I'm not in the fucking mood right now. My ride's here. My ride's here. Go fuck yourself. That bit, that's funny. I don't give a fuck. I'm doing it right.
Oh, my ride's here. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah.
A triumph.
Thank you.
I will donate to that.
I write all my own material. I write everything myself. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, you earned it.
And again,
you guys, seriously, because it was that good what he just did.
Yeah, look, I write my own stuff. I spend a lot of time writing.
There's no way. That's that funny. Be honest with me. Look me in the eye. I don't want to be one of those guys that can't admit there's another funny guy in the room. Does he do it that different than me?
Yes.
Yes, tell me the truth.
Look, I don't want to dissect the songbird here, but when you take a siren, it's usually associated with something serious.
It's serious, and so
something
what I'm doing...
Something serious is going on over here, my friend over here. Why don't you tell us what you're doing?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm saying, hey, that's...
My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here.
Are you being serious? I can't tell.
That's...
My ride's here. All right. Well, then we'll have to do some sports.
Hey, let's do sports.
All righty. It's sports.
Isn't this like White House?
Could you play this trumpet to this music? No, it's a hard one.
Is this the newsroom?
JJ can tell.
It sounds like the newsroom. Like
ready?
West Wing.
What is it? Yeah, it's like from the newsroom.
It's our sports music. We play.
Okay, let's do the sports.
Yeah, we do
segment.
Sports. Okay, in sports. Now, Andy Kindler was doing the thing where the guy calls in. All they do is take calls and then get mad at each other. So it's like, who's the five best baseball players on the planet? And then people call in, and Andy goes, you know what I mean? It's like, who's the five? You got to put, Mike Schmidt in there, and then
it's
call
you got to have the host. Yeah, you're listening to the Wolf on one of, but no, wait a second.
Wait.
You're the sports guy, and you'll take callers.
Yeah.
And just get mad if we disagree with you.
All right. You're listening to Dickie the Wolf on 7:95 a.m. We're talking about the 15 greatest NBA basketball players of all time, and we're looking for callers to come in and chime in with their opinions. All right, let's go ahead and go to the first caller.
Hey, Dickie, how you doing?
You know me, just living, trying to touch as many titties as I can.
That's this one? Hey, you gotta put,
Hold on, let me turn down this orchestral music really quick so we can hear you.
This is the worst music I realized for this show. Up front, it's a little sports-like.
And a stoic, and then it turns into like a violin as your background music for a sports show. It's
all the majesty of somebody smoking a cigarette alone in a studio.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Dickie?
Do you know me? Just hanging in there.
I love the show, buddy.
Like testicles.
Always funny, dude. Always funny. Listen, you gotta, and I know I'm an old Philly guy, but you gotta put Mike Schmidt in there, right?
Are you kidding me? You're telling me Mike Schmidt is one of the 15 greatest NBA basketball players of all time? What, did you wake up under a rock this morning? You know, we got names for people like you. Their name is Knucklehead. You're a great A Knucklehead.
You're listening to Dickie, taking calls from the whole tri-state area.
On 7:95 a.m.
Dickie, he's not afraid to tell you the truth.
You're an idiot!
He'll tell anybody what's right and what's wrong.
You're wrong, but this guy over here, he's wronger!
That's right, we'll give you traffic up to the minute.
It's fucked out there!
That's right, Dickie isn't afraid to tell you what you should do at your job.
Tell your boss to shove it.
And he'll tell his girlfriend the way he feels.
Tell my boss to shove it.
You know, they got pretty close to sort of one of those promos. So, hey, could
take another call.
Caller, go ahead.
All right, you're listening to Dickie the Wolf. What do you got for me? Don't waste my time.
Hey, Dickie the Wolf, I've been a long time fan of your show. I love it. I listen to it every week.
Turn your radio down, sweetheart.
Sweetheart. He calls the guy a sweetheart.
That's not
a power move. Nothing is. Listen, sweetheart. Hey, I'm a guy. Hey, all right, I'm calling you sweetheart. I'm trying to be nice.
Sorry, is that better?
All right, go ahead.
I was listening to your segment on the top five mascots of all time.
Yep.
And I just want to say that I thought the Kansas City Cougaroos were definitely one of the top five.
Where are you buying your drugs, buddy?
I just feel like the Kansas City Cougaroos.
I love Ian Carmel. He goes,
Kansas City Cougaroos, that's probably one of the best. I mean, I saw you put the Milwaukee Brewers in there. And
My calendar. Billy, check the calendar. Is it opposite day? Oh, no. It must be dumb asshole day. Top five. Bottom five. He'd be lucky to make bottom five. Frankly, I don't even consider him a mascot.
Oh, God. Ian. Ian, you're great.
That's a great character.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I want to see that character like at home, though.
My voice is, you can bring that out. My voice is about ready to go. And that's only happened one other time in my career. I act like it's a big deal, like I sing for a living. I have to do karaoke on this show, and if I don't have a voice, I don't get a check. You go, Todd, none of your income comes from your singing, but I try to act like it does. Like I tell, if you heard me home at my family Christmas dinner, they're like, where do you make most of your money? Most of it is from the singing. Just because I want them, they're like, oh, I thought you just did comedy. Well, I do, but I sing also. A lot of
my real money, the real bread.
My real bread and butter comes from my singing. They go, well, how come we don't see you on TV singing? Like, I just do it for
around.
In L.A., it's sort of like I'm a big deal. And you know I wouldn't normally say that.
I'm a lounge act.
Turns out back in Los Angeles, Todd's a real songbird.
Yeah. He works all the
Did you get the hokey pokey ready? No. All right, listen, we got a big show to do today. Hey, there's a friend of mine. I go, get the hokey pokey music. Today, literally before the show, I go, can you get me some hokey pokey music? He goes, great show you have here. Something like that. I think I've punched it up for him a little. I always punch up conversation for friends. You know, by the time they meet my friends, they go, they're not as funny as your version of them. I go, I punch right for my friends. You know, like when I moved to California, I would tell my friends, oh, my friend's back in Philly. You know, like when I was like 23 and moved out here. And then they would meet those friends. And they're a lot, I've been taking what they do and punching it up a little. By the time you meet them, they're actually not as good. Hello, is anybody here? Hello?
Hey, are you Dickie the Wolf? Oh, my God, are you Dickie the Wolf?
Yeah!
Oh, man. You know, Todd Glass has one of the best podcasts of all time. Don't you think Todd Glass has, like, probably the best podcast?
Right.
One of the top 10 podcasts?
He's got one of the best podcasts to play if somebody's interested in taking their own lives. Come on! One of the top 5 podcasts? Come on! He's got bits that go in and out of cognizance faster than Terry Schiavo, the Wolf! All right, next caller. You're listening to the podcast episode of Dickie the Wolf on
Hey, Dickie, love you, buddy, out here in Cleveland.
Whoa, I don't swing that way, pal.
you still got it, buddy.
Yeah, never losing.
Hey, listen. Okay, by the way, I am going to edit this out. I cannot think of one baseball player to do this bit.
Mickey Mantle?
Mickey Mantle. Okay, here we go.
Hey, I got to throw somebody in there.
By the way, I do this a lot in the show, but it's fine.
Why do you have to use a real baseball player? I did the mascot. I made up some shit that didn't even sound right. I said, like, the Kansas City Kookadoos.
Well, you know what? I'm so bad with sports, I thought you were really naming a true team. By the way, I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to ask a request. That music, I would love you to play over and over as much as you possibly can for the next 20 minutes.
Wait. Seriously. I want to be the guy that's sitting
in. Overly do it.
Dickie,
I will enjoy it because there's something about that music that brings joy into my life.
Dickie the Wolf is out. Dickie the Wolf is out, and this is his substitute. His substitute's Todd Leota. Hey, you want to hit the music?
Why is it so hard to get that music?
Hey, sports fans.
He tells me while the music's playing.
Hey, sports fans. Dickie the Wolf is out today. It's Todd Leota on 795 AM Sports Talk Radio.
Who cares about sports? Everybody's talking about sports. I know I'm filling in for a sports show, but this, stop it already. You know, it's all right if you have some interest, you like a game, I get it, but these people that are overly interested, shut the fucking shit. It's not you playing, you pile of shit. Stop living your dreams through a sports team already. Jesus Christ. I know I'm filling in for Dickie, but, you know, that's the way I feel, and I tell the truth.
Tells it like it is.
I didn't know where that bit was going.
Oh, I was going to take a call. The bit I was going to take a call, and this is what the sub does. This is what the bit I pictured was. Let's just act it out.
And you know what's so funny? And I thought the bit would be that the sub doesn't like sports. But
oh, the bit was going to be here's the bit the way I saw it. Hey, Todd Leota subbing for Dickie the Wolf on Sports Talk 7:95 a.m. Dickie's out. Todd is in for the day. First, just did our top 10 baseball players of all time. First caller, go ahead.
Guys, I want to go a different direction with this.
Okay.
I feel bad. I feel like I'm stopping.
The bit was he revises the list. The bit is like.
Let's let the bit go for like one more minute.
Did you see what I was going to do?
I saw it going. Okay.
Can I tell you something, though? Please follow me because I will be.
We'll follow you.
No. Follow me what I thought I was doing in my head. Because it looked like, even me from looking at it from an outside you know, being high now, being able to look. Like, I didn't think the bit was going in a good direction, and I didn't. I was more like going, what if the bit, like, from that morphs in somehow to this, and guess what? Now I forget what it was, therefore making smoking pot and talking not always the best thing for me. Because I'm lost. I took people down a path. They listen to me. They trust me. And then I leave them laying there.
In the woods.
I had a thought. And that thought all of a sudden just went.
There are no rules.
Thank you. You know what? Thank you.
Yeah, we're not beholden to anyone.
I appreciate that. I really do. Actually.
Yeah.
I got lost. All right, listen, I don't know why I'm yelling. Let me stop yelling. I'm so excited. My heart's probably revving right now at a very high speed of a joy and happiness. It's a lot of fucking good shit to be able to sit here and watch. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I enjoy it, and then what happens when I smoke, then later I look back on it. Like, I'm looking back on the thing when you guys were arguing, but it's all right. It means you get to enjoy it again. So yeah. Some people go, yeah, you're talking about what just happened. Yeah, I know. That's what I do. That opening bit with you guys getting angry at each other, that was like Abbott and Costello funny for me. Like, it just took it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Very funny. You know what you guys should do? Quit comedy and get clown outfits. Go to synagogues. Make cripple children laugh.
How do you know that's not what we already did?
I know. The word's out on the street.
You heard about a synagogue act?
Huh?
You do a synagogue act?
You do a synagogue act.
Oh, do you go into these synagogues? Someone told me you do like the funny Jewish songs.
Oh,
do you
know synagogue act?
What's the old song? What's the matter? Shut up your face. Like, play the real one. This is what I heard. I don't know if it's true or not. Listen to this song, and then I'll ask you a question.
Mama used to say, don't stay out the late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe, from the flunk of school. That's my mama, top of the line. But to make a mistake,
so somebody told me, I made it out. You're doing all right, Jake? You're in a good energy tonight? Good. You're in a good mood. Aristotle, you're all right? You sure?
I'm sure. Are you all right?
I am all right. I heard you go around to these synagogues and you'd like do that song, but a Jew, like you do these songs. Is that
true?
We
do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel bad. I won't play this if you want, and I will edit out me even setting it up. We have
a recording of it.
We have a recording of it. Somebody sent it to the
show. From the Banowitz Bar Mitzvah?
Yes.
Oh, the
yes.
Banowitz show. Okay.
And you know what? Usually we say no recording, and
I know.
Some cell phones
They even
go
said
out.
It in the email. They go, they told us no recording before the show,
yeah. And
we did record it. They sent it to the show, and I said to Jake, maybe I shouldn't even play it, but it's you both performing at a bar mitzvah. Now, look, I'm not saying this because you guys should want to say it. You make good money doing this stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, am I right that they pay about $10,000? So it's not like it's all the money
on
in
the
world.
Low end. Yeah.
What? On the low end.
Yeah. And
10,000 each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then you get to be creative in town and, you know, you don't go in the, hey, I get it. But yeah. So don't be, but you're saying you do jokes you might not normally do. Is that what you
say? Yeah, we do a lot of material I wouldn't do around town.
It's a little
I don't want
sticky,
people knowing.
A little sticky or is it a lot sticky? Get me ready for what I'm going to hear. I didn't listen.
I mean, come on.
I love you guys so much. When I heard
we're
this.
We're just trying to make ends.
You know what I told people?
Pack the car. We're driving to the Catskills.
Do you know what? Can I tell you what I told people? Some people will judge. And I said, I was hanging out with some comedians the other night. We're like, I do corporate shows. That's right. I know. It's not what I want to do, but I make a little money. So when I listen to what you guys are doing here, I'm sure it's nothing I haven't done. You pull up an old joke. So let's just enjoy it.
Okay. Well, right. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
attitude.
All
right.
Yeah. Preamble.
Here we go. So, this is you guys performing, I guess.
Yeah. Yes. Welcome.
Hello, everyone.
I'm Doris Katzberg.
And we're very happy to be here.
So happy to be here.
And we're going to start off.
Hold on. By the way, everybody picture you're in a banquet room at a hotel, and there's like 300 people in the biggest expensive banquet room, and they're performing, like, you know, up on the stage. And we're getting to hear, they don't, you know, they'll do whatever they have to do to get these people to laugh. And they have music, they sing, they do whatever they want. We're just eavesdropping. Someone at the table had a recorder. Picture the centerpiece. Everyone's got those chairs with covers over them. You know, people sitting around in suits.
Ill-fitting suits.
Yeah, ill-fitting suits sometimes. But this is a high-end wedding you're at. This is like at the Ritz-Carlton in the big room, 300 people, 20-piece orchestra. Then they introduce you guys to perform for 15 minutes.
It's mostly Jewish.
And we're just hearing, this person turns on the recorder and we hear you. You're like, you're obviously, I think, saying hello to the group for the first time.
It's good to see so many smiling faces.
And the spread was good.
They were a little light on the Novolox, if you ask me. You're doing better than that.
They are.
By the way, I would already be actually really enjoying this in real life.
Now,
there's a
story
we were going to tell
about the bride.
On the way to the wedding.
She pulls up to a stop sign,
rolls the window down,
and there's a tall man
wearing a vest with buttons all over it. And she says to him,
"Now that's a mess!"
Can I tell you, I gotta stop the bit. It's the way I like to do it. There were so many different ways to perceive that. I perceived it because, like, for some reason, look, no matter what, you guys didn't really know what you were doing, right? So I perceived it like you were a bad improv trooper, or you were just giving something that seemed like it was good. Dumb people might go, oh, yeah, they're talking at the same time, I guess. But, like, what was your show supposed to be?
I don't know.
We do a little jokes. We do a little music later.
Yeah, we'll do the music now.
We got a song. We're gonna sing.
I'll sing the first verse. He'll sing the second verse.
Sure, yeah. This is in the next cart.
This is after desserts. We break for the meal.
This is another person sent this in. That was the first person.
Yeah.
So you're saying this is when it gets funny.
This is from the.
By the way, I thought it was great. It was fun. You guys were light. I didn't mean it. By the way, I sort of broke the bit before when I was saying, like, I got out of the bit for a second. So I wasn't out of the bit. I was saying that I loved watching those guys trying to figure out, like, how they were ripping these people off. Like, you had nothing to offer. It was like some weird dialect. But I didn't really mean that. I just was. Oh, fuck it. I get lost again.
Yeah, we've received some negative Yelp reviews.
From your performance.
But the truth is,
I love listening.
There's a couple synagogues that won't have us back.
I know. Because you guys, get controversial.
Beth Israel wants nothing to do with
it. Is that what we're going to hear? Because someone said this is the part where you think they're edgier than you would think.
Yeah.
Is this a song or is this more stand-up?
Song is the song part.
Yeah.
All right. Let's listen. Play it.
So you're 13 now and you're moving on with life. Well, we're here to wish you the best of luck. Sad to inform you, though, young man, you're still not old enough to fuck.
Wow! You're still not old enough to fuck, young man. Raggedy, daggedy, daggedy. You're walking down the street and you see a girl. She's the hottest shiksa in the whole wide world. You walk up to her and you ask her to dance, but you've got a little boner in your pants. You got a boner in your pants. Trumpet player, everybody. Come on now.
So he travels with you guys?
Yeah, he does.
So that's what we're hearing. And I got to be honest. That was like that was a fun song. I didn't know you guys could be so blue. They're saying you get bluer than that.
Yeah, you get bluer than that.
There was a bat mitzvah. That was a bar mitzvah. There was a bat mitzvah where we did.
Do we have? Did someone send in another recording? I love this. Yeah. We can hear whatever we want to hear. Is there something where you guys get bluer than that?
We get pretty blue.
That's up to you if you want to play it or not. I'm being totally serious.
I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, let's hear it.
Somebody pooped in the matzo ball soup. Which one of you pooped in the matzo ball soup? I'm looking at you, Rebecca Goldschmidt.
Oh, he.
Somebody pooped in the matzo ball soup. Who could have pooped in the matzo ball soup? Rebecca Goldschmidt, we're looking at you. You're that type who would take a poo in the matzo ball soup.
A hand for our trumpet player.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, well, we get
Well, you guys, I didn't think you had, like, a professional band. Like, you bring a trumpet player. Like, it's the real deal.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to play. Do you guys have a big setup? It seems like there's a stage. They come in.
We have, it's a 13-piece trumpet band.
Mm-hmm.
We give them $50 for the day.
Trumpets.
Are they day laborer trumpet players?
No, we give them 50. They're professionals. We give them $50 each.
And what do you guys, can I ask you a personal question? You do not have to answer me.
Mm.
Do you make $20,000 at these things?
We do, yeah.
Yeah.
Bass.
Oh, man. I could go, who cares? Jerry Seinfeld, $20,000. It's not important. But I would do $20,000.
Well, Jerry Seinfeld's not going to give you a whole song and dance.
He's not going to do it.
You're insulting Jerry.
Our matzo ball soup song is very popular.
Do you mind if we play it?
We just did.
The matzo ball soup.
Yeah.
Do you work the name of the person that's having the bar mitzvah into the song?
Oh, Rebecca Goldschmidt every time.
Come on, Todd. That's an old trick.
Come on.
Of course you put her name in.
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to play or something you want to set up? Because I don't know what music we have here. I think he told you before the show, is there a song you want to sing for us? I put all the pressure
from one of our performances?
Yeah.
Like I heard, to be honest, look at me. Mm-hmm. Is there one that you guys aren't playing? Because my producer said there's one that's too dirty to do on a podcast.
And we don't just do weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Play it.
We'll do a funeral every now and then.
Oh,
well.
So you can get a little bluer there.
A Jewish funeral. It's a tougher crowd.
It's a solemn song.
Yeah.
So it's not dirty. It's more sad.
Should we put everything in boxes, you know?
Yeah.
Don't make yourself look smart.
Our funeral performances are just as, if not more expensive.
What do you charge for?
$15,000 each.
Yeah.
So you guys get $30,000. Now, who comes in? They set up a stage? Because I'm looking at pictures here. Jake, pull up some of those pictures and explain. And I want you to look at these and explain what we're seeing here. That looks like a stage if you had, like, if seriously, like, you know, a big performer. It looks like there's like a – that looks like a $50,000 stage.
Yeah, we have the same technical director that Kenny Chesney used to use.
I mean, you know what? That would be a qualified person, but that's a weird name to get. We had the same guy as Kenny Chesney.
You can't be like a country set designer.
Are you shaking hands with the president here?
Yeah, Barry, sure.
No, president – what? Yeah,
President of the funeral home.
President
of,
Barry
Manowitz.
I meant President.
He runs Manowitz and Sons Funeral Parlor. Memorial House. Manowitz and Sons Memorial Services.
So we're going to play a song that's
Manowitz
from you.
Memorial Mervises, sometimes I'll joke.
Yeah, as a tease.
You guys
not
have
during
a great
the show.
I'll jokingly
not
say
not
that.
During this show.
Yeah.
But behind, we run into him after. He'll say, hey, great set, Rob and Ian.
I was like, thank you very much, Mr. Manowitz. It's
it's not that funny.
We both drive Maseratis.
Oh, there
are nice ones, though.
I have a blue one. Mine's blue.
But you drive the best. By the way, the Maserati.
Mine's mustard.
I'm gonna because you got $5 off a month.
I drive a mustard.
My glove compartment is full of Mike and Ike's. Open it up.
By the way, I'm
very wealthy.
I can tell you what company has to do. Hyundai. Hyundai, right?
Yeah.
Has to change their emblem. and give it a new, because let me tell you something. They're going to get to the point, just like Honda did. It was not a respected, you know what I mean? Then Acura. If they're going to breed out of some, if they're going to breed out of, there's no doubt. And I would never drive a sedan. I'm not a sedan person. But when I see a Hyundai, there have been times I go, that's a good looking car.
Sure.
If I was into sedans, but it's a Hyundai, some people would drive it and go, I don't give a fuck. Other people are more. They have to change their emblem. Meanwhile, it looks like a Hyundai.
It looks like a Gossamer H being blown away by us.
That emblem. Yeah. What about it? Saying emblem the right thing?
Yeah, you're saying emblem.
It's worth paying someone, having a contest for $150,000.
It's an H and an oval.
It's shitty.
All right, everybody, we're taking calls now. The top five Hyundai logo alternatives. All right, let's go ahead. I'm being serious. Let's go ahead and get to our first caller.
Wait, this is the worst show in the world that they're calling in and asking for the new, what the new Hyundai emblem
should be. All right, Collins, we're looking for the new Hyundai emblem.
Hey, how you doing?
You know me.
Sorry, I pressed the wrong thing at my house.
Just living lives and avoiding wives. How you doing, Collins?
Hey, you still got it. You guys going to be down there at the raceway this weekend?
You know we're going to be down there. Over 18 funny cars competing for the fastest funny car in Philadelphia.
Hey, Dickie, I just wanted to pitch an idea. I heard your segment on the top five Hyundai emblem ideas. I had an idea. It's a lowercase h, and then it's sort of underlined, and then there's just a swirly mark.
You waste my time? You cross the line. Next caller.
That even upsets him. Even the fact that it upsets him, this guy's been in the radio business so long that you can give him any topic. He knows, but no matter what you say, you waste my time. Yeah. And the listening audience is like, I love when Dick Slappy gets
upset.
That's
what they listen for. They listen to him slap callers.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name again?
It's Dickie the Wolf on 7:95 a.m.
Dickie. Hey, Dickie, love you, buddy. I got to say, best food of all time, if I could only eat one thing.
Go ahead.
Roast beef a juice.
Are you kidding me? Roast beef a juice? That's not even one of the top five lunch meats. If you're going to go top five lunch meats, you got to start at salami. Then you work your way down to mortadella. But you want to tell me that roast beef has any place in that conversation? I don't know if you've had only roast beef in your lifetime, but you got to broaden your horizons, brother. All right, next caller.
You're listening to The Dickie Show, taking calls all over the Delaware Valley and the highways and the byways. Caller, you are next.
Hey, Dickie the Wolf. I just want to say one of my favorite shows of all time. I heard you do your TV segment. Man, I just loved Cheers. That was such a good show, and you didn't have it on the list. And I was sort of like, well, why would Cheers not be on the list? Cheers is one of the greatest shows of all time. And I just want to say I'm a big fan of yours. And of course, I know you love to slap callers around, but I just want to say I thought Cheers should have been on that list.
What part of your brain weren't you born with, buddy? You want to tell me Cheers is one of the top five shows of all time? Cheers isn't even one of the best five shows set in a bar that was made in the 80s of all time, my friend. When you're going to talk about shows set in a bar, the conversation starts and ends with Dickie the Wolf live at Patty O'Malley's, the only sportscast with a two.
Dickie, you're going to love him. Or love to hate him.
All right.
Hey, Dickie, how you doing here? Tommy over here down there in Pittsburgh. How you doing, buddy?
Tommy, you know how I'm doing, man. Just trying to stay one step ahead of the law.
Best shows of all time. You got to throw. And I'm not saying it because I think it's the best show, but at the end of the day, it goes back as just a show that will forever go burned in the history of time of television, The Brady Bunch.
First of all, I think this guy might be half robot, all right? We needed something to get the screen our calls better. But if you want to come to me talking all sorts of garbage about how The Brady Bunch is quality television, I'm going to pack you up in a box and ship you to the middle of the ocean.
This guy always gets his mic cut out. Watch. Right? Say what you're saying again. I try to interrupt. You know my mic gets shut out.
I'm going to put you in a box and ship you to the middle of the ocean.
Well, you got to understand, though. I mean, you know.
I'm on a tear here. Dickie the Wolf's got a howl, baby. Dickie the Wolf's got a howl. I said cut his microphone. Talking to me like Cheers is a good show. Cheers, I'm still mad about the other caller. The Brady Bunch. A bunch of families getting together, living in a house somewhere in California. I'd rather set my whole family on fire than watch even one more second of The Brady Bunch. Alice?
You're listening to Diggy.
Diggy.
He says what he feels.
All right, Diggy the Wolf.
Hey, Diggy, best food.
Hey,
you
Dick,
guys
you
were talking about the best food about a few hours back, and I couldn't call in till just now. I gotta throw in there peanut butter and jelly, right, Dickie? Right, Dickie? You gotta be with me. I'm just talking as a go-to sandwich, peanut butter and jelly. It's not the most fancy, but it's in there as an iconic food. You gotta agree with me, Dickie, right?
Apparently it's Bozo Day here in Philadelphia because... This macaroon's calling me up, telling me the peanut butter and jelly is one of the top five foods. I wouldn't eat peanut butter jelly if the only options were sand and peanut butter and jelly.
Hey, Dickie the Wolf.
Talk to me.
I can't wait to go next, by the way.
Long time caller, calling all the time. Look, you know, you've been really nasty to me in the past, and you've really put me down. You know, a couple weeks ago I called in, and you were talking about, best race car drivers, and I pitched Danica Patrick, and you can be really mean.
Wolf gonna hunt!
Okay, see, like, your answer there, Dickie, and please don't hang up on me. A lot of times you don't even respond to the listeners. Like, the listener will raise a really valid point. Like, that call you just had about peanut butter and jelly, you don't even really address what they're saying. You'll just cut them off, and so I'm just sort of, like, are you even really listening?
Dickie the Wolf!
All that got edited out. Do that again. Say, specifically, sometimes you guys cut off the call, and then okay. Start playing the jingle as soon as he says it, and you okay. Shut his mic out.
Hey, Dickie the Wolf, you there, my man?
Yeah.
Hey,
talk to me.
What's up? My name's Brian. I'm from East Side. I'm a big fan of your show. Listen to it all the time. Look, and I just wanted to say, I love your show. I love what you do. I just feel like a lot of times a caller comes in with a really good point, and I feel like you guys cut him off. And
all right, everybody, Dickie the Wolf here. We got about 3.5 hours of show left, and we're gonna get into all of it.
It's Dickie. You'll love him. He'll tell you what he feels. Wake up with them in the morning, and it'll make your drive go great. It's Dickie in the morning, he'll say what he thinks.
I think you need to kill everyone you've ever known.
It's Dickie in the morning, he says what's on your mind.
You think I'm handsome? I can tell by the tone of your voice.
Hey, Dickie, it's Brian. Sorry, I just called in, and I swear to God, it's the funniest thing. I got cut off. What I was trying to say was that I feel like a lot of times you have listeners call in, and they get cut.
All right, everybody, it's Dickie the Wolf. We got about 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Hey, Dickie, I got to tell you, I'm calling in. Favorite color.
All right.
I got to go down. I'm not trying to be. It's just sort of in the modern day history. You got to say Hunter Green would make it on that. Wouldn't it as a popular color?
Homer alert! This guy thinks Hunter Green's a viable color option. That isn't even my favorite shade of green. That isn't even my favorite muted tone of green, to be honest. If you're going to come at me with Hunter Green, you better pack a lunch, because I'm going to take you to the schoolyard and show you a couple things on the monkey bars. Thing number one, if you want to talk to me about colors, you start at chartreuse and you don't stop.
Oh my God, this guy, you're the best at being the guy that would be great in radio because, hey, Dick, you want to try calling you with something, just make it so, no matter what you bring up, he's going to disagree. It couldn't be like anything he could disagree with, even if you tried to hit it right on the tail. Like, what could he not agree with, you know?
I think that's the way I look at it.
Oh, no. No, that's not the way I look at it. I was thinking if I called in and went, Dickie, man, best memories, I got to say.
It was that pool party at Timmy's house. We were 16 years old. That was one of the best memories, man.
You guys are looking back at the past with rose-colored glasses. That party wasn't that great. It started at 7:30. It was a little too cold. And then his mom got agita, and everyone had to leave before 10.
Hey, Dickie, how you doing? Best memories. I got to throw into the bunch there because I only had one, and she's my pride and joy. But seeing my daughter get born, it was about as heartwarming as it gets. Great memory for me. I got to tell you that, Dickie.
Your daughter's just another bag of organs clogging this earth and bringing us closer to ultimate demise that wipes all of us off the face of the earth. Why people insist on breeding, even though we've reached capacity, is beyond the wolf, baby.
Beyond the wolf.
Guess what I'm going to do, and I don't do that often on this show.
We're going to do something, and then we're going to take a break.
Great.
Because it is, what time is it?
9:30.
Oh, my God. I'm having so much fun. You don't understand.
That's such a good bit.
What a fucking great. God dang. It's good times. But before we take a break, I'm going to do something special for everybody. Is anybody in the room lactose intolerant? Anybody allergic to chocolate or vanilla?
I'm half black, so I'm like half lactose.
I have a treat, and then I know what to do for you. So everybody else is good. This is a true story. Now, I've been doing it on the show. I want the listening audience to know. Why don't we change the color of the room here? And let the audience at home know what color it is. I think we'll go to a nice, and then we're going to take a real break. But before we go to
Hunter
break,
Green?
Yeah.
Hunter Green?
Is that where you're
By
going?
The way, I was obsessed with Hunter Green for like 7 years, and then I had to get rid of all of it. I was like, I thought that was the only color. I think because these rich people had Hunter Green, so I thought that, you know, I should have it too. Oh, you just did make it Hunter Green. That's fucking nuts. That's not that nuts. Yeah, I told the truth the first time. Okay. Jesus Christ. Oh, I hired an annoying photographer. Did everybody meet him? Oh, no, I said when you come in the room, make sure you're overly stylistic and shove it in people's faces so they're uncomfortable. And I got to tell you, I was afraid they wouldn't send the right guy. Nick, you're doing a great job. On the phone, I remember today, I said, please, like, make it, like, get in their faces, get up, and really, like, you know, get right in there. Hey, if you can get close to JJ where he's afraid the camera might hit him in the nose, hit him in the nose. My bits are just not as funny as they used to be. We're going to go see a friend of mine perform soon. You're going to really like him. He's good. We went and saw him last week. But for now, to George Carlin, this started out as a real dream. And then I started doing it in my live act, and now I've been doing it on the podcast every week. So I want the audience to know the room is green. I had a dream that I was on stage performing, not like in real life. I was in my dream. I was doing a show, and I was playing the Candyman, and I was running around the room spraying whipped cream in everybody's mouth. Now, that dream happened, and then for 10 years, that's all it was a dream. And then I remember having that weird dream, you know, and then I go, why haven't I done that? So one night on stage, I said to the audience, now that's what I'm doing tonight, and I've done it on three other podcasts. Make it come to life. So we play the Candyman. I'm going to walk around. There's going to be two types of whipped cream. I have vanilla and I have chocolate, and they're delicious, and they're bought at Whole Foods, so they're not your normal whipped cream. I spent money. Like, you know what? Go spend like $10 a can and get the good with fresh creamery. Like, it's, you know. So I'm going to go around the room now. We're going to play the Candyman. And just could you tell the feeling into the mic so the listening audience knows what you're going through? Like, you know, I want you to be like, oh, I'm eating the vanilla. There's the chocolate. Just be very vocal.
You're going to spray it into our mouths?
In your mouth. And your mouths will not touch the tube.
I'm so excited.
Your mouths will not touch the tube.
Okay.
And by the way, if it lets you know how clean it is, even these microphones I've washed off with alcohol today. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know other people come in. Because I don't want you to think the whipped cream.
Yeah, but it's who are the? I mean, the other people is like Rory Scovel.
He's disgusting. You know, he eats his wife's pussy.
No, he doesn't. That's,
yes, he does.
No.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he seems like
those are the
guy.
Kind of rumors that'll end careers.
No, he eats his wife's pussy, and I know it, and I don't want to say how I know. Jake, get on the mic and tell the story about what you saw, and don't lie. You got to help me out here. Seriously,
most
Jake.
Wives don't even have pussies.
Yeah, that's not.
Go ahead. What did you see when you went over Rory's house to record your podcast? What did you walk into?
She was getting out of her room, and he was getting out of his room, and they met in the middle. And when I walked in...
Say the part, Jake. We don't have all day. What did you see? You saw him getting her pussy eaten. Her getting her pussy.
Not so many words. Yeah, he was getting his pussy.
All right. That's enough.
He was getting his pussy eaten?
No, she...
That
Jake,
I can see. I can see
don't
that.
Make a joke about this. Wait, why does my pig go angry? I don't want to be...
Listen. Is Jake even credible? I mean,
I know.
I don't think Rory eats his wife's pussy.
No, I heard he did, but that's not even important. That has nothing to do with this bit.
You don't. Okay, yeah.
That has nothing to do with this.
He's
bit.
He's so trim. I don't.
Can I tell you? I forgot the bit we're doing. What
the
bit
show
are we doing?
Picked up for another season. You know he's eating his wife.
Ground floor.
Yeah, when you make that much money, you don't have to eat pussy. It's all guys only do it because they have to. By the time you have money, who wants to really eat pussy, right?
I mean, since we started doing those synagogue gigs, I haven't eaten pussy.
No.
You know, I got to start thinking about something. We got to think of a way that you can make kids that are – look, I'm going to – Blake, it doesn't matter. I hope there's something funny here. Like, what if you could think of a way to make kids that are, like, younger, like, you know, like, picture 13, to make being gay, like, even cooler? Like, you know, why are they so great, straight people? Like, what if the word out on the street was, like, yeah, like, the reason gay people are better, not better, but it's a more secure race, is because, like, straight people are like, I need something from the other sex to make me feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
And then a guy saying, yeah, like, what I am, I just want more of that. Like, that's a pretty great fucking person. Better than the, I need something from that opposite sex. So eventually, that's why they're scared of them, because they operate all, they're like, their nature says, no, I just need more of me. Yeah, you don't want to be the guy that's like, to be honest, it's a little gay to like girls. I need a girl, help me. What my own sex provides me, I need pussy. It's a little gay to want pussy.
So tired.
It's like so desperate.
Tired. Yeah.
Right? Like, and then there's a guy's guy. It's like, yeah, like I'm a guy and I want more of more guy.
I'm gonna.
I don't
want to
fucking
motorcycles and butts.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah. Why do you have to make it sound so much fun?
I know. Wearing a leather jacket, just doing butt stuff.
Is there something funny about what I'm saying or not?
Yeah.
Did I make anybody want to kill themselves? There's some kid sitting home right now. Oh my God, he's making it. Just stop talking
some
about
young
it.
Straight kid.
He went immediately.
He goes, you know what?
To an Elliott Smith song.
Wait, say that again.
He went immediately from this podcast to an Elliott Smith song. Maybe 2 seconds in between.
Oh, you think we should put a video up online of us doing the hokey pokey, dancing in front of the bubble machine mm-hmm. with a spotlight on us?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so maybe we'll do that. You want to do that now? Oh.
That's no, the same bubble machine that Kenny Chesney used.
That's true. That's funny. That's funny. Where did you get that? How did you afford that?
You guys
that
have the same manager, you and Kenny Chesney?
You must.
The same manager.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I forgot. I was going, oh, God. I'm having so much fun. It's great.
I really feel like you don't need our donations if you've got Kenny Chesney's bubble.
Well, I'm going to give you guys a little something. It ends up going full circle. I'm going to take care of you guys.
Appreciate that.
I'm going to send money to your PayPal. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the Candyman. I'm going to walk around with some good whipped cream, spray it in everybody's mouth. Just express what you're feeling physically. Or is that the word physically? You're physically, verbally, and we'll play the song. The song will fade out eventually, but we're going to take a real break because I need to like get a drink of water and
okay.
catch my breath. But in the meantime, everybody at home, picture, walking around, chocolate whipped cream. It's not regular whipped cream. It's vanilla whipped cream.
If this doesn't really happen, I'm going to be so sad.
To George Carlin, it's going to fucking happen.
I'm so excited.
That's right. And
I love whipped cream.
Here we go. So a little music. I want everyone to be there with us. What lighting would you like it to be? Let somebody – is this good or do you want to change it? Let's do something really – just any other color. Just try to change it. Whipped cream induced color. Oh, there you go. That's like a purple.
Purple. Yeah.
That's a crisp – purple. Like we're that. Sitting in the crisp purple atmosphere. Okay.
Sweet chocolate, chocolate malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the Candy Man.
Who can make a sunrise? Sprinkle it with you. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candy Man. He mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Todd is standing in a field of bubbles preparing the whipped cream.
There's tin foil around the whipped cream, so I'm wondering, are these really from Whole Foods or are they just like ready whipped?
It is covered in foil.
The Candyman can. He mixes it with love.
Standing in the bubbles
the
again. There's a spotlight. It's reversing him.
The Candyman makes everything he makes satisfying.
I'm getting really excited.
I'm gonna go to Ian first.
I feel it too.
This is about as a pretty high production value bit.
Collect the ball.
Candyman can.
Every week I come to Aristotle, and he doesn't eat chocolate. He doesn't drink dairy, so I got him a vegan cookie to enjoy the experience.
It is so delicious.
What do you have, the vanilla or the chocolate?
I got the vanilla. I
had the chocolate. Yeah.
You have the chocolate?
Yeah.
Can't wait for the chocolate.
You can even eat the dishes.
Or maybe I had vanilla. I don't know.
I think you got vanilla.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, who can make tomorrow?
Dip it in the cream. Separate the sorrow and collect the ball of cream. The candy man. The Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Yes, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Todd is feeding himself whipped cream as a reward for feeding all of us whipped cream. And he's earned it. Oh, he's mixing it like a swirl in his mouth. Both kinds of whipped cream.
Come on, the Todd Glass Show. You can't have more fun than this. Oh, Jesus, I look horrible.
Shut the fuck up. You know what? It doesn't get better than that. Right? I hope.
That was so good.
If it gets better than that, let me know, because it's going to be pretty good.
Why can't we live in a society built on trust where somebody just gets to rollerblade down the street or whatever, or just stand on a corner with two cans of whipped cream? You're walking to the bank, you're going to work, and it's just like, oh, there's the whipped cream guy, two hits of whipped cream.
Boom.
And that can't be life because we can't trust
day.
Each other?
Now, by the way, I'm sorry if the music went up and down during that, but I'm going to have to let it's going to happen if it happens because, oh, can you put that light on a solid color? Fuck, man. Okay, so we are going to take a real break. What can we go? I'll put my headset on.
Why don't we just go out on applause?
We want to go out on applause, but hold on. Let me see what we're doing with time here.
We're making it fly by is what
oh,
we're
God,
doing.
It's so much.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank
what
you
do
for
you
the
want to play? Like, let's do something. Do you want to, What? Oh, you have an archive song? All right, we'll play it when we come. We'll take a break to that song. You pulled a song up from the archives. Okay, we'll listen to that. And I go out old school. We'll be back right after this.
About Todd Glass.
Oh, no wonder I wanted to hear it.
Well, I rushed to the internet and I looked inside. But I could hardly believe my eyes.
Oh, sure. This everybody
as a bunch
wanted
of shows
this.
Downloaded on my hard drive. I know he's been podcasting on his top-rated show.
Sure.
People say it's funny, but I already know. 'Cause for 24 months I've been downloading the show by Todd Glass.
Todd Glass?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Todd Glass.
Oh, Todd Glass. Right?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
24 months of jingles and bits. We hope it lasts forever and he never calls it quits. Every Friday morning I wake up and listen to a show by Todd Glass.
Todd Glass.
Oh, yeah, Todd Glass. He was on Home Improvement.
He's a nice guy.
His friend Rob Gleason.
Listening together with Todd and his guests.
My biggest credit.
Sometimes I think the family shows are the best. Me and Todd Glass.
I don't know why, but I like this song.
He's at Vince with his head held high.
Because it's got my name in it. That's the joke.
Association sure got it right. A couple more episodes downloaded on my hard drive.
Got a nice beat.
Oh, I know he's been podcasting on his top-rated show. People say it's funny, but I already know. 'Cause for 24 months I've been downloading the show by Todd Glass.
Oh, Todd Glass. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Oh, yeah.
I know him. He's pretty
good.
Yeah.
Pretty good?
But he does shows all around.
Yeah, he's got a funny bone. He's okay.
Yeah.
He tries to do my rides.
I like the middle.
Yeah. He does that bit where, it's embarrassing.
They should have given the feature more time, but Todd was good.
No, he's good. You know what? He co-MCs.
He does a co-guest
set.
Yeah.
The drinks were expensive.
You had to buy two of them. Yeah. I don't know if Todd knew that.
Like, they were
why
strong.
Would he have plugged
but
a show where you had to buy two drinks?
Right? It's like, it's yeah. It,
and
you know,
he
just
said to come out and.
Come on, we're going to come out, we're going to have a good time. And it's like, oh, excuse, how many drinks? I have to work tomorrow.
Two of them? And you know? They're, and not, you know.
Can I get a food item instead?
No. The cheapest drink was the Laferita.
Well, I went on Saturday, I had free tickets, but there was a 16 item minimum.
I didn't even know how to do. I ordered.
Well, who wants 16 things?
I ordered 14 food items. I said, "Can I get a box?" He said, "No,
you got to eat it here."
I think the staff ate it.
Uh-huh. I had to buy. I went to the bathroom. You had to buy. You had to buy a separate drink in the bathroom.
You have to buy toilet paper.
This is the worst club in the world. You had to buy toilet paper, and they wouldn't give you your food
and
to
I'll
go.
And I'll tell you something. It was Veterans Night, and they charged the veterans more.
More.
How did they rationalize that?
I said it was a special
night. Veterans night. Well, you got they know they had jobs at one point, so it's like pay up.
Yeah.
Would you guys like to sing a song with the whole room?
Sure.
Yes.
Would you admit that this is a song that during the break that you picked?
Yeah, but you just tried to make it like a natural bit.
I did.
So why do you want us to admit it?
should we say no?
Should we say no? Because you are trying to set it up like it's very organic, but then you tried to set it up organic. You're like, "Hey, would you guys like to sing a song
like an old variety?"
I gotta be honest.
And then, do you want to say that you picked this song a couple minutes ago when we were on break?
You almost had me, but you know I gotta defend myself a little.
Please,
I did it sort of tongue in cheek. Hey, would you guys sing a song? And then I go, "Hey, we were talking about this during the break, so I was sort of doing
it. But let's do it like an old variety show where there's just like a lulling conversation, and it's like,
okay,
should we sing a song?
Okay, sure.
Here we go.
Let's get to that lull.
Let's get to that lull.
I just finished a song. In the bit, I can't really sing. Would it be so bad that in this bit, I'm wrapping up a song and then I come back to the variety show? Like, we get the last 3 seconds of me singing.
Yeah, yeah,
it
just
implied that I sing, but I can't really sing. And years later, people go, you know, Todd never sang. They would show him coming out of commercials. He wasn't singing during the breaks. He would just,
he would hit the last note.
Yeah. Oh, he would just, they would play like, put a lot of reverb in my voice. Is there any music you could play in the background? Or something. Maybe the trumpet?
Yeah, or piano.
Or piano? Is that hooked up?
Yeah.
Is it really? I don't know if we hooked it up, to be honest.
Let's see.
An old piano sound? Is there more of just a piano sound? By the way, it sounds. I like it. And that's. You'll take it home. When you can't hit a note, you have to let the instrument take the note. You have to take it home, you know, so you're like, and that's what I said. What bit are we in? I completely
back into a conversation that'll go into a lull that'll go into the karaoke.
Oh, okay. Well, let me do it again then. Okay, here we go. And that's the way life is. it's great to have you guys here.
It's so good to be here.
So good.
You know, we've been on the road. We've been touring.
Hey,
it's
would
nice
you guys
take a break?
Would you guys mind doing something spontaneous with me?
Well, what?
You sure you wouldn't mind if it wasn't planned?
Not at all. My favorite things are unplanned.
Spring it on us.
Sometimes in life, you just got to let your guard down and have fun. Am I right, guys?
Absolutely.
100%.
Let's do a sing along.
Fuck no.
No.
Oh, no?
No.
Come on.
No,
it'll be fun.
No.
Come on.
No.
It'll be fun.
I thought you were.
Play it. Just play the music. God. They'll do it. No one can't do it. Just try to have fun.
God.
No.
That we're good. You know, that's something you tell someone about during the break.
I want to edit this out.
No,
guys, seriously.
No, that's something someone if they want to do during the break. You say, hey.
Okay, hold on.
Leave
hold on.
Courtesy.
Just swear to God, off the record. Swear to God.
Uh-huh.
But keep in mind, be in the bit. Like, how would you really go if this is what I said? I just want I'm going to edit this out, I swear to God.
No.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Could you do me a favor? I want to do the sing-along. Just be happy about it. I want the crowd to think we're happy, we're having a good time.
It's
I'm not going to do this.
Please.
We come on here to be funny and to do business, not to do a stupid.
Please, I beg you. I swear to God, I'm a full-grown man. I'm 38 years old and I'm begging you.
Get off the ground.
Are you going to edit this out? Sing along? That's the shit. That's the big bit we had planned.
You're going to edit this out.
Shit I would do with my niece.
Edit this out.
Well, he seems to be okay with it, but you seem. I just want to Don't make a big deal about this.
No, I'm not.
I'm not making a big deal out of it.
Just let me throw to it, and everybody, don't overact. Just go, oh, great, let's do a sing-along. That's the way I want my show to be. I don't want it to be where we argue about doing a sing-along.
Can I say something to you, and I don't mean to be rude. And
you're
can
not
going to
hurt my feelings. I know that you think a lot of
We're on fucking television, okay? And you said you were going to edit this out, but we're on television.
He fucking writes for one of the top-rated shows.
Television show.
And he fucking panels on it.
And you're going to bring us in here?
Hey.
This guy's over here.
Look at me. No, look at me.
Look at
Excuse
him.
Excuse me,
Eye
Rob.
Contact, Todd!
What?
Make eye contact with Rob!
Oh, my God.
I've never had anybody take over like this before in the show.
Well,
it's getting taken over. You want to step to us and disrespect us? A couple of people have been on television?
That's fucking unbelievable.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
President Obama's on television.
I love you guys.
Chelsea Handler. Don Cheadle.
Big names.
I make you guys jingles.
Figures.
I love you guys. I'm not. I make you guys jingles.
All right, you're
play one of their jingles so they know.
You know what?
We appreciate.
We'll do. You edit that out. We'll just pick it back up. And do the fucking sing along.
Sorry, God.
You're upsetting Jake.
Will you cut? We'll do the fucking sing along.
I'm going to cut all of this out. But can I tell you so? Because since this is going to get cut out,
yes.
Jake is really upset. He really likes when I sing. It's all he has to look for.
Well, can I tell you something? Since this is going to get cut out, I could give a shit.
Oh my God! Is that the real world?
Yeah, what is it, Jake's fucking birthday? Fucking happy birthday, Jake!
Happy birthday, Jake!
By the way,
we're on TV.
What I'm saying, I don't mind the audience hearing. I know we're cutting this out, but if you really want to play it, I'll play everything that just happened because I don't come off like a dick. You guys come off because you're on TV that you're better. You want me to play what you're saying? Are you proud of what you're saying?
Are you proud of what you do for a living? They don't play fucking Dove soap commercials in the middle of your stand-up act.
All right, I do
a TV show, and they play Dove soap commercials in the middle of it.
All right,
here's
well,
a TV
you do,
show. Take a break.
You're better
Dove
than me.
Dove ponied up some cash.
Look, just edit this out. We'll do the bit.
All right, I will. I will. I wouldn't let the audience.
All right,
can
so
I be honest? I'm going to edit
let's
it out.
Let's just pick it back up
let's
at that one spot.
Well,
just
later,
pick
I'm gonna,
it back up. Ask us if we want to
well,
do this.
Hold on. We'll are you going to do it bad or good? Do it good.
We'll do it good.
We're going to do it good.
Yeah, just ask us. Say, hey, do you want to sing something? Just pick it back up at that cue.
And then, okay.
And you'll edit that out.
I'm going to take it. We're going to go. The last 10 minutes isn't going to get in.
Okay.
We lost. You know what's going to happen? We're going to hear the jingle that we played. Who the fuck is Todd Glass? Then I'm going to go. We're going to fade out of that, and then we're going to come right in here.
Okay, we're going to do
everything we just did
is gone. I just want you to know we don't want to do the bit.
I know you don't. I know you don't.
Super don't.
Why do I want my audience to think that we have fun around here and we sing songs? Is it that bad? But you're going to do it. I don't care if you don't agree.
Look,
I love that you're doing it. I love that you're doing it. But I really want it to come off, not phony.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Just bring it
in.
Jake, you'll know what to do.
Let him think it's a wizard.
Bring him. Well, we're gonna pull the curtain. Well, no, you're right. Don't let him hear this. I get it.
Okay.
I get it. All right. So we're going to come in right here, basically. There you go. One of the Jingle Joe archive songs.
I love him.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here listening to it. I'm saying, oh, it's weird because it's my name. Is that egotistical of me?
No.
Taco,
you deserve it, man.
It's embarrassing, in the break. I'm like,
you
get the fucking.
That was good.
Get my song ready. Like, I'm something special.
It's like a fun show.
You are special.
And you are.
Hey, are you guys in the mood to do a sing-along?
Yeah!
Come
are you
on.
Kidding?
I didn't
Why'd
know
you want to so
To be
long?
Honest, I thought you might not want to do it.
No.
Whoa, I'd love to.
Oh.
I got to be honest
you
with you.
We're too good
fun?
To do a
no.
sing.
I thought maybe
no,
you
way.
Were, to
we're
be honest.
We're on TV. We don't
oh,
do that.
No. We're
on.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah.
I only want to do a sing.
Can I bare my soul to you?
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought for some reason that you guys might be like, oh, excuse me. And I wasn't going to ask you to do the sing-along because I thought you thought maybe you were better than that.
But
you
please.
Really want to do it?
We love you, buddy.
Come on.
You know what? This means the world to me.
Hey, but, happy to do it.
And then the other part gets out. The edit's made right. Oh, Jake makes the edit right. For the first 2 months, that's all the audience is here. But then it gets released of all the – that show's full of shit. They're big. Todd's begging them to enjoy a sing-along. It's sort of sad. People go, you sure it's not a bit? They're like, no, it's Todd. And then when they sell it, it's so good that it's also gross. Because they're like, and then we go back to the bit. All right. Well, sure, you want? We'll do a sing-along. Okay.
This sounds like it's going to be so much fun.
I'm excited. I'm sitting here.
Are you guys mocking me?
No.
We want to do the sing-along.
All right. What is it you like sing-alongs all of a sudden so much?
Always liked them.
Born and raised.
Come on.
All right, let's do one here. Let's see how it sounds. Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black, I say white. You say bark, I say bite. You say shark,
well, my feet.
Cause I never seen and I don't like Star Wars. You say Rose,
I say Royce.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ.
I don't believe in Peter Pan, bringing Santa Superman. All I want to do is bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride
my bike.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride it well. The races are coming your way.
So forget all.
Yeah, there's more.
Where is it?
Where is it? You say... I think that...
What happened?
It's loading slow.
You say coke, I say cane. They Wayne. I don't want to be president of America.
You say smile.
I say cheese.
Cartier?
Please.
In God and Jesus Christ. Oh, I want to be a kind of Vietnam. Oh, I want to get
all I want to do is bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
I want to ride my bicycle. I ride it right and left.
Oh, wow, that was fun. That was great. That was really good. Oh, thank you, man.
There was no
I swear
point.
To George Carlin, I forgot the beginning of the bit.
No, that was great.
Did
man.
You really have fun?
We had such a good time. That was really,
you didn't
really
think
great.
It was silly?
The whole
no,
time I was
no.
like, I know this song real well. I'm glad
yeah,
I'm
that
doing
was great.
This.
Are you going to toss to break? That was so fun.
God.
That was really
hey, do you guys mind a friend of mine singing? And do you want to go see him sing? And by the way, I'm going to tell you this. Even the audience knows this, but I'm going to tell you this. This
yeah,
is,
did we cut, by the way?
Oh yeah, we're just gonna flow right into it.
Okay,
just,
what the fuck?
Yeah, what the
was
fuck,
that?
Man? Jesus Christ, Todd! I can't believe we made it.
Oh my God! I thought you guys actually. You're telling me you didn't have a good time.
Did we cut?
It's cut.
Look, guys, I've known you. I'm looking in my eyes.
Did
and
we
I swear
cut?
To the
swear
good
to God.
Lord. I swear to the gore, the good Lord, to the Lord up above.
I was.
I
so...
listen to me because you have to know that my word means something. That when I say something. I would never, nobody would ever want to do a fucking podcast if, God forbid, you had a moment that you wanted to edit out and someone tried to stick it up your ass. I look into your eyes and your soul. The audience will not hear the negative shit you said before or what you're going to say now. I'll edit it out because they're not going to know the way the show went. I liked you guys the last time you were on the show, but you've changed.
Well, I got to tell you something. You've changed. Too,
I will, but I won't play this. But go ahead. Tell me the way you feel. But I swear to God, no. I will edit this out. You didn't have fun singing at all?
I was so angry.
I was livid.
Come on.
Really? I was so angry in the middle of that like halfway through I just stopped functioning as a human.
I almost
was so mad.
It looked like you were having
fun. I
feel
like
fun.
I blacked
it sounded,
out. I can't believe
know,
I did such a
I don't even know if we kept singing.
I couldn't even tell.
Jake,
I was so livid. I was pissed.
Jake, help me out here. Didn't it look like these guys were having a good time?
Maybe there comes a point. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jake. Maybe there comes a point
Jake
in a career
scared for
when you're like
uh-huh.
a, when you're like a hobbyist, like you're a trumpet player or
sure.
something like that, where it's fun. But the two of us, we are serious individuals.
And you want me to come in here and sing a song off a YouTube video?
Well, then let me just not play the whole thing. Now I feel like disingenuous to play it. No, it sounded like you were having fun. I wanted the audience to know what they just... Well, they won't know it. But then
you know
what
else is on YouTube? Videos of kittens. Just being kittens. Well, that's enough
cute,
for people.
They're cute, too, to be honest.
Well, let's just go back into air.
No, I won't play the whole thing. I won't even play you guys singing.
Let's just go back to
air. You know what I should do? No, because it really did look like you were having fun. You were singing. So I'm just going to fade out of that song.
Okay. We'll just pick back up.
Act like it never happened.
Okay. So just go from
there. Why don't we just end the show? Because now I feel weird. Now that I know you're doing an act. Last time when you started to enjoy that song, I started to think you actually were having fun. Like, you got my show. So I don't want you to have to fake it.
We were doing an act because we're actors. Talented.
Let's just wrap it up then.
Yeah, let's just pick back up.
But don't act like you're having fun when we go back on and turn it on again. I start to meld a little. I start believing it. Well, I'll come back on.
We'll fade out.
I just had you end. We're going to end with a happy song. This is going to be us saying goodnight.
Okay. Sure. Okay. that was great. Let's do that again.
Come on.
Well.
Oh, that was too fun.
Well, you guys were a lot of fun. I'm going to have to say goodbye.
No, we want to stay.
No, I got to wrap up the show. You guys were a lot of fun.
No, we ain't going anywhere.
This is too much fun.
Well, I know you have somewhere to be, so
now,
I don't want to keep you. Hey, I want to thank you guys for stopping by tonight.
And we want to thank you for the extra hour we're about to do.
We're having such
a good time.
This is a party.
Okay, guys, now you guys are having a good time.
Great time.
A blast.
You swear to God.
I've never had a better night in my life.
No.
I misunderstood you a little bit when we were off the air because I thought you guys wanted to go.
We want to go bananas because we're having so much fun.
All right, guys.
If anything.
You're putting a real editing nightmare. I love the simpletonness of this bit. You're putting a real editing nightmare on me here right now. I'll edit this out. Are you having fun now that we came back on the air? No, we're off the air now. We're off the air. I'm taking a break. Are you really enjoying it now?
What the fuck?
I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Don't do that when I go to close.
You're a human three-ring circus.
Well, then just say goodnight. All I need is an out with you guys in it, because I can't just come back from that song and go, boy, wasn't that great. You got to talk. Give me 10 seconds of realness, but don't overdo it and just say, boy, that was fun. Let's fucking end the show and don't do that thing where I start believing it every time.
You want
time.
Us to go on the air with all we have at stake and tell you what a sad trombone of a human being you are? Here in front of everybody? People need to like us, Todd.
They do. It's our fucking livelihood.
I'm not going to play this. I'm saying, now I'm confused. In what's happening in this bit? I got lost.
The bit is that off the air, we hate your show.
We're big-timing you.
And I'm going to come back, and all I need is 15 seconds. But every time we start it, you do it so much, I start, wait, maybe they are, because your acting is so good. Yeah, I got confused. Here we go. All right, well, let's just go back on the air. You guys want to get out of here as bad as I do.
Yeah, thank you.
And just give me 10 seconds. It doesn't have to be over the top. You're having the best time. Just let's say goodbye.
Fine.
All
right. It'd be a pleasure.
And let me, when I say goodbye, say goodbye. Don't do that thing where you go, oh, we're having some, try to, you know.
Yeah, dude.
Honestly, thank God.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Just come right in here. So we're going to just, it sounds, we'll come from the song right to this. So they're going to hear that song, and that's the song. Which song
did
they?
Song we didn't want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're going to come back.
I used to like that song.
All right, I need a clean in.
All right.
So,
that was fun.
Well, I gotta say goodbye to you guys.
You have a good voice. What?
You got a good voice. Come on.
Hey,
what?
No. I'll handcuff myself to this chair. I ain't leaving.
I'll be right here with
you. On behalf of me, the whole show, we had a lot of fun. It was good having you guys here.
We're not done yet.
We ain't done.
We are done. The show is over.
And I want to thank you. The party's just
getting started. Good.
This show is over. This show is over. Show is over.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Bicycle.
The show is over.
There was that part in the middle where we kind of
screwed up. Oh, that was fun. I was looking at you, and I was like, that was great.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I've had this much fun in years.
I am crying.
I have not had this much fun since I was a kid.
Oh, God.
Whew.
That's the thing about this show and why we're not going anywhere.
And we'll come back the next night. I'll come back the next night and the next night and the next night. Because this is a hoot.
I'm going to rent a hotel.
This is a blast.
Can I tell you the best thing that just happened to me? I got lost. And then you get nervous. Like, oh, is this? And then you remember, you're the guys that were just instructed to make it short. And you go, and then it made me just start banging on the table. I got lost a little bit. You cannot
Todd, do you get lost a lot? Because sometimes you come into us.
Well, but when you guys talk
like
that, like
this, Todd, you come to see us every week and we give you therapy, and you say, "Oh,
but I can't hear what you're saying."
When do you think about where
you guys talk over each other? I can't understand one thing you say. It's ridiculous. I'm not. Hey guys! You notice all our bits have involved at one point me stopping the two of you. Guys, okay, you're a great therapist. I love you. You got me through a lot, but you can't remember. Now I feel like I'm therapying the therapist here. You can't talk over each other because then I can't. You're almost arguing with each other as you're talking, and it's very confusing. So I want to be more positive in my life, and sometimes I feel like I don't know how to sweat this little shit that doesn't matter. And what do I do? Are there exercises, breathing exercises, something I could do when this happens?
Sometimes when something happens to you in your life and there is a moment where you have to decide how am I going to approach this? Is this going to be stressful? And then
let's take a call. Oh, no, we're in therapy.
Take therapy call?
Yes. Turn it into a talk show bit. Okay, here we go. We were in therapy together, but I'm morphing it in now into this is a talk show and you guys give advice to people. Caller, go ahead.
Tämän tekeleen päällä tasapainottelin tämän videon ajan. Siinä on yrttiteetä, teetä ja kaksi ruisleipää. Moi. Jumala teleilyllä kantoraami josmerille kai meretuksella Matti Solimi vai vakuoimissa. Alltså det gymmas vart eller man handlar ju. Filma råd och staglig förkämpare med en skimattrupa med alla pluva som fan. Dessa fjortare plådar oss mot en botten och mas hemma. Kanske har lite massäkimas borska jorer. Må ytterligare sin katasäkim med som karva går makkarar. Jo, jag ska djuska, kadrupa i liblaka vid snöjnjuru. Nja karal karboka lalja diski med rinsam både. Bonsoir. Chakator le boulet son sa både katra den. Quelle volante oiseau jaski monard, je le poids d'imont. Mangiorno, pratti, solla, viretto, putta pesca, madra solla. Portugheski forma cioè sarebbe acciaio al merianto, grama di haudaffa duro, chi sancere io padre a me? I say I kill it in my bones. Dumb things, innit? It's like a miraculously mobilizing felt tip pen, like a ordinary crescentence of a mariating follower. Ano, ci mi si c'è nata tru io chimas. Ano, io chittura basanci do iuski di madosca. Ma se chittura io chimic te. La maniero ca solo ma toda mierda, che tondo chi se solo un lugar, abierta per viva con da comico pueses. A huevo, cabron. Trevor Mazendry appearing like Monin Fair. Follow me like a pending Frederick at Bologna Value Precisely. Yes. Hello. Dapat si Dima. Padep milkar baba ji pani mere ga adiya mal magar jaunga. Vidi ke jamil gimbi bariba. Makulus al wahid al habab. Ma yara kal tahidi min asli ishtaqt li arhum ma qalas ana drus wal lugha al arabiya fi al bayt. Mish chef chi mire la saba sabaqtum. Mish chef cha baso bruk barak orkobes bel apel behel al bahar mish chef. Bishanta.
Seems like you need to be honest with your mother.
The worst advice in the world. It's all a sham. It seems like you'd be nice to your mother. Like, that could have made sense, maybe, for anything. All that was wrapped up into that. I don't know. It's funny.
And then it's the one time they say the same thing. It's the one time you can understand them.
I didn't even think about that.
It's like the one time they're in unison.
Oh, God. I have a headache. It's a good headache. It's the good kind. Hey, a friend of mine performs up.
My ride's here!
Ian Carmel was born in Portland, Oregon when he was 3. His parents took him on a trip to Washington. And when he was 9 years old, he moved to Idaho with his ma and pa. And later on, they moved out to Utah. Ian grew up. It was time to move out. Went to Austin, where he slept on someone's couch.
Everybody's dancing around.
To Appleton, Wisconsin, where he stayed.
then back to Portland and now to L.A.
Funny.
Jesus Christ.
I know you're not, like, it's not cool to say, like, I'm funny, but I mean, I'm even proud of that one.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And now that this shit, I'll edit out. Now, please, I'm so afraid to ask this, but that was fun, right?
Like, if Todd, if I dropped my kids off at a preschool and they did that, I'd be like, that's cute, that's fun.
Yeah, if I, you know, my niece's birthday party, they did something like that, I might get into it, but I would be half-assing it.
We went to a little thing called college.
Uh-huh. And we work in a little thing called so TV.
Television.
It's so funny.
It's just that, like, you invite us here to do the stupidest shit.
Acting like you.
I thought
don't
you were really enjoying
TV.
It, to be honest.
No.
Nothing's fun that I do. Nothing?
I don't know.
How about a friend of mine?
You know what's fun? You know what my favorite part of the show is?
What?
Leaving.
Well, that's just downright, you know, don't. I'm trying my best.
Well,
we're trying not to be mean. This is
well,
us
you're
being
trying.
Nice.
Well, I'd hate to see you when you know what everyone's thinking. I'm going to say when you're trying to. What do you do when you're when you want to be mean?
Fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't just say that lightly. I have time for a story. So if that was trying to be nice, you're saying, Todd, oh my God, when I'm mean, you don't know what I do.
Yeah,
because you're giving me your honest opinion about my show, and you go, you're trying to be nice. So what? Tell me a story when you were trying to be mean. What was that like?
What?
Do you understand what I'm saying? It must be pretty vicious.
You're telling the Canner's Deli story?
The Canner's Deli?
This is a time.
Yeah, he and I went to Canner's Deli.
Okay, so this is a time. You were there together. Do you swear? Because I'm going
to
go back and forth with this story with both of you,
yeah.
And I'm going to fucking see if you're telling the truth. So if you're leading down me a path of lies, I'm going to throw it your way, and you better be able to back fucking take from where he ends off. And fucking listen up, Gleason.
Uh-huh.
When I cut him off and I turn to you, you better be able to finish the fucking story if
this
is the truth.
Happy to.
This is a true story about you guys. What? And this is you trying to be mean.
Yes.
We were, yeah.
Oof. All right. So what happens? You start.
February 8th, I call Rob up. He picked up second ring, and I was like, Rob, I'm hungry, buddy.
Okay. What happened?
He said he was hungry. He said, hey, why don't you pick me up? We'll go down to Canner's. I swing by his place. We go over to Canner's. I can tell he's in a bit of a mood. I'm in a bit of a mood. We both had long days because we work in television. We get to Canner's. We sit down. We're sitting down. We have a meal.
Okay. I know this is annoying. It seems like a bad improv, you know, fucking thing, but I really need it for the details of the story. Then what happened?
We're sitting there. We're looking over the menu. I noticed on the menu here, it's like, wait a minute.
Okay, stop.
Notice on the menu that it says there's the corned beef sandwich that he always gets. And it's always $13.95. Menu's been changed. It says $14.95. Every time we come there, it's $13.95. Yeah. Now it says $14.95.
Stop. Where does this get mean?
Well, let me tell you. Now, we work in television. We can afford a $14.95 sandwich. It's the principle of it. So I call our waitress over, Doris, and Doris is over there. She's like, I'm sorry, the menu prices have changed to reflect the current economy. I don't want to hear that from Doris. What I want to hear is that you respect me enough to give me the sandwich for the price that Rob and I have been paying since we started going to Cantor's.
Oh, this
frankly.
Is... Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I tell Doris...
Okay. Okay, and he tells Doris, look, Doris,
well, now I
it's
believe
not
you guys.
Just
I
necessarily
can tell this is...
about respect. I know you respect me. I work in television, okay? But the menu changed, and that's not fair.
What is the price difference, if you don't mind if I ask, that you're talking about? It's more now?
Yeah, it's a dollar
and this
more.
Is in the story. It's a dollar more, and you're pissed off.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Finish.
Doris, what kind of car do you drive? She says it's a Ford Focus, red. Ian says, great, fine. We settle up, leave the restaurant.
And then what happens?
In the parking lot, I say, Doris has looked better. And we just laughed.
We just laughed.
I get to the part. It seems like you're stalling. You said this was a time when you were trying to be mean.
Well, did you hear what I said about Doris?
That she's looked better. That's awful.
That was it?
She's looked better.
That's pretty harsh. That's unbelievable.
You guys lucked into that, I think, because that sort of worked, I think, accidentally. Like, well, or was that purposely where you went? Like, that would be the harsh thing that you said.
That's awful. That's one of the worst things I would say about someone, that they've looked better. If someone said that about you, you'd cry.
It reminds you of
death. Oh, you're right. You know what? You're right. You know you're right. It's if I say
you know
right.
What we did, then set her car on fire. But that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We did. You know those lighter logs? We put one under.
Thank
Ford
God!
Focus.
I knew there had to be a better ending.
But he shouldn't have said that about her.
I crossed the line.
We did set her car on fire, but he shouldn't have said that.
You can get another car.
You can get another car, but you can't. And then I think he felt bad about that for a long time.
I did feel
saying that about her.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh huh.
I'm embarrassed. I love this show because it has the most silly bits going from one to another will please where I'm at and what I'm feeling. So here, I abruptly take it. And, when you want to take a bit in a silly way, there's no rules. So here's the way I take the bit. Here's the way I get to another bit right now in my head. I just talked about it, but now I'm going to do it. That's what I do. Guys, I'm so embarrassed. Chris Hardwick is really breathing down my back. And he wants me to play his nephew singing at his church. No, I don't want to do the bit this way. Forget it. I don't want to do the bit this way. So stop what I just did, but we'll leave it all in. And let me take the bit this way. A friend of mine, he sings up the street. Oh, let me stop the bit here for a second again. To George Carlin, because I forget, these guys don't listen to every week. Hey, this guy said he doesn't like because I don't finish sentences. You know what? Other people know that, too, and they're patient with me. And it happens about 25% of the time. I lose my place.
You want to finish a sentence? Finish this sentence, buddy. Go fuck.
Thank you. Thank you. And know what? And I work on it. Let me tell you something. It's not that I'm not aware of it. I really do. And I bet if you're going to listen to the show in a year from now, it'll be like, oh, he does. He is more. But you get, lost, especially when you're high. And even when you're not high. It's hard for me. I break sentences a lot. So, and then I get lost. I get it. So,
Yeah.
Your friend who lives up the street.
The bit.
Sings.
Yeah. Sings okay, thank you. So a friend of mine, he lives up the street. Uh-huh. Thank you, by the way. You're the best people in the world. And he wants to, could we go see him sing? And then I broke and I said, this is why I enjoy this, and I might not take for granted that you've heard this. That's where we were before. This is a real person. Our audience knows it. That's why I think this is unbelievable. What we're about to make pretend we're going to go listen to, this is a real person. And I say to myself, and I've listened to it 3 or 4 times on the show, and I can't get enough of it. Like, is it so sad that I shouldn't laugh? No, he has his faculties. I don't like to laugh at people's delusion if I thought it would get back to them. I would never have any interest in. I guess that's why I do it, because I'm no fear that it – but it might. But I'm still going to do it today, and then I'll think about it after the show. But, yeah, it is – it's funny to me to think that this person, he does this whole – do you have the setup and the song? Let's play it both. But well, you want to act like we're going to see him, and then after the show I ask you guys how he is.
Yeah.
So we're walking in, he's talking to the crowd. But know that even in the bit – I know the listeners know this – that we're listening to something that really went down. And we can react to how we would have been sitting there in that church that night. Even religious people, talk about trying those religious people. You know that 3 minutes into that song or 2 minutes into this song, and you don't know what it is yet, but you will in a minute. Remember what I'm saying right now. 2 minutes into this song, because this happened, there's got to be people going, there's no God. There's no God. There is no fucking God. He wouldn't do this. This is taunting us in this one place that somehow, if we want to believe something, that there's a good energy watching over us. You wouldn't make this happen even on the sad level, that there's someone that loves what they do and they're not good at it. And for 30 seconds, you'd listen and you'd applaud and you'd be an okay person. And guess what? If the person went a minute, fucking applaud. And you have a minute in your stupid day for somebody. But then at 2 minutes, whew, there's no God. There could be a God that would let you listen to this for 30 seconds, but what God would – it's just even decent, kind, loving people that in the first 30 seconds are going, it's okay, and trying to be – at one point they're like, oh, my God, stop this. This is what these people sat through. And guess what? They deserve it.
Wait.
Well, this Well, this next and final song is going
to... I was going to say before you play it, do you want to set it up some more?
No.
Okay.
I think I set it up perfectly. I really do. I think it needed that. I think I really give it a crisper picture, I think, you know, for two people. That's all I do it for. If only for two people. Can I get some reverb? If only for two. Okay, here we go. Bring it in.
Well, this next and final song is going to be.
Act
one
like
that
we're getting our seats.
Hey,
do you want to sit on the end?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he started.
I go to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom.
Okay, you sit on the end.
Just sit on the end, and then you can come back. Shh, shh, shh.
But it was the first time on stage.
Oh, this is the story I told you.
With one of the best quartets out there today, Brian Free and Assurance.
Rob, will you hand me that
and
Bible?
I was privileged to be able to sing this one with Brian Free.
You want my program?
No, just take his program.
Give him your program.
Is one of you my dad?
I don't know if I'm meeting that night or not, but ever since...
Now's not the time. Now's not the time.
I've worn him out.
Guys, come on. He's going to sing.
I know it's not the ideal. It's just been on my mind.
But this is one that also my friends at my hometown church, Gospel Light Baptist Church in Salisbury, North Carolina...
I brought you guys here because I want you to believe in the Lord, and I'm glad you came with me tonight.
It's called Looking for a City.
This song, you're going to love it. It'll remind you of why there is a God. There is a God. There is a God. Or this, you wouldn't hear this joyous music.
I didn't know you was going to start out with it.
Nice. There's a God. There is a God.
Looking for a city built above.
There's a God.
Looking for a city. Saying in millions, never say goodbye.
There is a God.
We'll meet our Savior and our loved ones too. Come, our Holy Spirit, for our homes renew.
Pause it. Now I'm going to remind you one more time. There might be people that would go, yeah, the God put you there to be gracious and decent to someone that, like I said before, that doesn't know about music. That isn't good as they want to be. You're supposed to be there as a human being for one fucking minute. Okay, that's not my problem. That's a good test. But the God that would be decent would never go, no, not only do you have to be cool for a minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes, I'm going to do it to the point of now you're being cruel. If you're writing this story, do it for a minute. And I'll stop what I'm fucking doing, whatever it's good or it's bad or I don't care. I can be decent. But the God that exists in this world, if there is a God and everything has a plan... Has it going down this way?
Looking for a city where we'll never die, where the city millions never say goodbye. There we'll meet our Savior and our loved ones too.
Guys, are you okay?
Yeah.
He's good, isn't he?
City where we'll never die.
Picture a 13-year-old kid. Daddy, is there a God?
Never say goodbye.
Dad, is there a God? Daddy, where's God? Why isn't he stopping this? Daddy, where's God? Why isn't he stopping this? Daddy, 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 why isn't God stopping this? Daddy, Daddy, why isn't God stopping this? Daddy, why isn't God stopping this?
Devin, there's no God.
Is there not a God? Mommy said there wasn't a God. Wouldn't God stop this, Daddy?
Go to the car.
Why is God doing this to us? What did we do? I don't even masturbate. Why do I have to listen to this?
Holy Spirit, hold our homes renewed.
Look, I honestly have nothing to do with this. I don't know.
Oh
who
my
he
God,
is.
God!
Yeah, it's me, God.
Oh, why did you put us through that?
I have to apologize just right off the bat. I didn't know that was going to happen.
But you,
I made that guy good at making scrambled eggs. I didn't make him good at singing. I said, "You will be the one who scrambles eggs."
So let me ask you a question, God. I kept saying that thing with you're trying our patience for the first minute. Do you work that way?
Not my bad. Honestly, my bad. Now, I wasn't trying to try your patience. I was a little bit distracted. Jesus has been acting up is the nicest way to put
it. Oh, who
that.
Are you?
Huh?
Who are you?
Well, I'm Jesus, too, but mostly I'm God.
I still am confused about all that.
I'm the Holy Ghost sometimes.
There's Jesus and there's God.
It's not for you to understand. What is for you to understand is how... sorry I am.
Can I tell you what I used to think God looked like? Spider-Man. That's what I pictured.
In a costume?
Yes. I pictured Spider-Man, green. Nah, 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 nah. And I pictured God. He went places. Like, I pictured what Spider-Man would look like if he was all green. What color is Spider-Man? Isn't he? Isn't he all green?
Gotta go destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
I thought that's what he Spider-Man. I thought that God did look like Spider-Man. The first time that I remembered that not everybody thought that was my friend's mom drew a picture of what God looked like her hippie friend, and then she brought it over. It was just like clouds. I'm like, no, God's Spider-Man. Like, what are you doing? God's not like a cloud. He's like, and then I realized slowly, as I live my life, that there was no Spider-Man. There was no Spider-Man.
Over on Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah, he's there every day. You can take a picture with him.
So
those of you who are not in Los Angeles, a bunch of people dress up as superheroes, celebrities over on Hollywood and Highland here in Los Angeles, California. God.
Yeah, I know. It's getting late.
We're going in for the clothes.
Great.
Whew. My voice is gone, and I'm starving, and they're two good feelings.
It was a good episode.
Oh, my God.
Hope you
what had. If your band member's name, is this a funny bit of your band member, but his name, you don't make it up. You don't make him call himself this. Matter of fact, the argument is that you want him to change his name for the stage. That's the argument. The performer, whatever his name is, like say he's this Vegas-y guy, and he's like, you got to change your name, Fatso. He goes, you got to change your name, Fatso. It's just, I look bad on stage. I then have to tell the audience it's your name. Half of them think I'm kidding. And because every night he's like, hey, good job on the piano, Fatso.
Thanks, boss.
Does he talk like that, too?
Yeah, he definitely does.
Is this okay? Is this bit I'm smelling, is there anything wrong with this bit? You swear you own this bit as being, will go down in the history of, you know what I mean? Like, we're not doing like some, what is the voice?
Fatso?
I know, but what is it?
Well, the bass player.
This seems like a subservient,
upright.
Why do I always feel that voice is, I'm being totally serious, but I'm not also, like that voice, is that because is my smell of that could be a bad voice, which I do on the show sometimes too, but I'm being ultra critical on myself, ultra aware because of the saying the other word wrong. Good. I'm okay with it. It's okay to be a little bit like on guard for a little towards decency. So here's with the voice. I always think, is that the subservient voice of pre-times? Like, yeah, yes, you know, it's like...
Oh, like it's a yes, master?
Yeah, yeah.
Except this is a white guy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's so like, this guy's white.
Just a big fat guy.
Is that... Oh, God damn it!
I got gravy on my vocal cords.
Oh, my God, I just knocked the pot all over the room. You have gravy on your vocal cord. Shut the fuck up. God damn it. I think everything's all right. At least we talked it out. I feel so good.
You're funny, man. Yeah. Hold on. I'm scooping the pot back up. You know, this seems a little immature for a man that's going to be 30 in 2 months. By the way, my age has been getting younger and younger as the show goes on. I don't think anyone realized it. Thanks a lot. Nick's the only one helping with the pot. Everybody else just sits there. Like life is going to be handed to him in a silver platter.
Well, why don't you just take the kids and marry Nick then?
Take the kids and what?
Marry Nick.
So we go in for the... Oh, that performer. Do we let him finish?
No.
No, okay. Why? By the way, it started as a bit, and then I think that bit, for me, I'm not going to lie to you, it started fulfilling me when silliness shows the absurdity in something.
Yeah.
And I did picture, like, in even in a silly way, like, I swear to God, like, that did happen. That's what I have to keep reminding myself, because I'm not judging a bit. I'm judging, that's a real recording. In a church, that is ironic. You got to look up and go, come on already. You might think, well, there's worse things, there's war, but this is directly, can you keep, I'm trying to keep people believing in you. This little square here, if you can keep it safe, I know you have some magical powers, and I know you have to tend to a lot of other things, and everything happens for a good reason. But we're having trouble getting people believing. So if you can just like never have fires or like anything, like we sit through horrific singer, it would really help us sell people like, in religion.
At least with war, they make like fun video games. Like with that singer.
There's nothing fun about that.
Well, like when a church burns down, is that what, am I talking about the right, like when a church burns down, I really think like, If you are a believer, you want that thinks that that person can alter the winds and alter things to make them happen. You got to look up and go. You gotta trust me with all. It's nothing more important.
I don't know.
Than
I think that.
Am I wrong?
Look, I mean, I think that you can perceive those as challenges to your faith. I think you can perceive 100 things a day as challenges to your faith.
I know. That's where you
and
go
maybe
to.
Not just your faith in God, but your faith in yourself or your faith in those around you or the faith in someone you love. You're constantly being challenged by things in life.
Do you know what I'm going to start doing?
What?
By the way, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to start helping with some of those challenges because I'm going to start burning buildings down because I want to help people with their challenges. There's something funny from looking at that perspective. No.
I don't know.
Well, because you could say, what if you were like thought that was a good thing, but you misinterpreted it?
Oh, like you're giving someone a
Yeah, you don't understand. It's like life gives – I get what you're saying. Life gives you challenges, and through those challenges, I get like amazing things happen. You see people being decent, and in this twisted way, I do get it. Like I'm not totally a cynic at all. Like you see first responders, and like in this horrific time, it just reminds you that people are decent and kind, and you do – I do
get
and
whether or not you think those challenges are like
– Right.
Whether or not religion is involved, I think that that's universal.
And that's why I thought it was funny, knowing that I know what I just said and it's coming from if you were then the type of person that went, yeah, you know what? I'm going to start like doing those on your own. But you're like, no, you don't have to do them.
It's funny.
The earth will have.
It's funny, Rob, you said universal.
What?
It's the studio where my television show tapes.
Oh, is that right? Oh.
Yeah,
you know what? We're over at Sony.
Kind of wondering when to wrap this up. Because, like, now it's just not even...
Would you guys mind any... How about we do this and I'll get you out of here right now, guys?
Well, he was kidding. He was going back into that bit.
I know.
Oh, okay. But I was hoping you were serious.
Oh, but... We can end on this. I got a little lost again and I get a little scared about real time because I get lost track.
Real time with Bill Maher?
I think we are. Is there anybody? You did a good job, everybody. We're going in. That's what we're going to do. You know what? I want to go back to that bit because that's fun for me, and that's how we'll close.
Okay, great.
Well, can you guys, like, can we end with a song and make it
Jesus
look like.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, it'll be fun. We'll be done. We'll do a 2-minute song and we're done.
I'm going to have to call my fucking agents tomorrow and explain to them why I did this.
Do you know the reaming that
you guys
three
do.
Different people are going to get because of this?
Unbelievable. I'll fire my manager.
All right, let's not do it then.
I'll fire his manager.
I'll fire.
No, let's don't do it. I'll just
fire each other's managers.
Why not?
You want to go to Canada's?
It's
we'll
just
fire
like
each
that.
Other's
I'm
managers.
Even
we'll
here.
You know what I'll do? I'll just end the show. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody.
We're just getting started.
No, guys, I'm not going to do it. You're not.
Katie,
Todd
bar the
wants
door.
To get
these,
out of
these
here.
Guys, and I'm not editing this out. These guys want to leave. And they do this thing when we get back on the air, like they're having such a good time, and it makes me look I'm tossing them out of here. I'm not. They want to go.
Yeah,
like
right.
We're having a crazy
on.
Talk.
This is why you're so funny.
Uh-huh.
This is
why you're such
so
a wild
funny.
Loose cannon.
No, you are a loose cannon.
There's a party.
We're missing a cannon. Where is it? They
right
don't know.
There
it
is.
Come on.
Guys, you're making fools of yourself.
Yo.
This is great.
Play what they were saying on the commercial break and let them listen to it with the listeners. Go ahead, play it.
Fucking unbelievable.
You guys don't. What do you. You can't sing a fun song?
You guys. No, you just can't sing a fun song.
Yeah.
Fucking unbelievable.
Oh, you know what, Rob? You came up to me. It was like fucking half a year ago. I came up to you after your show. I was like, oh, you're really funny. You were all nice. And now you fucking treat me like this? Oh, come on.
Look, just because you got to see a rocket launch doesn't mean you're an astronaut.
Well, it does.
All right, pal.
It does.
You can't sing a fun song.
If I had a knife on me right now, I'd show it to you.
All right. Cut it right there. So that's what you guys sound like.
What? Was that us? That's crazy. That doesn't even sound like me.
All right, bye. Bye. That's our show. Bye. That's our show.
No,
goodbye.
No.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Goodbye. My show is over. You guys,
Rob.
We're done.
Yes. Are you
we're
surprised
done.
He got people who sound like us? Because he's always got tricks.
He's got good
he's
bits.
He's got those songs
you got
about
the
goodbye, everybody.
He's got that fun bubble machine.
Goodbye, everybody.
I want to. When can I come back?
Okay, that's our show.
Let's do another one right now.
Let's do another one right now. Who wants to do another one right now?
They're lying.
Right here.
Shut up. I don't believe one word they say. We're not doing a song.
Let's sing a fun song. Head, shoulders, knees, and
well,
toes.
Well, wait. If you really want to sing
head,
one.
Head, shoulders, right. Knees, and toes.
Do we have something
knees.
That we can put up on the board? I mean, if they really want to do it, I guess. We can make a little. Yeah, what do we have?
Real talk?
Yeah,
no.
What's something we can put on to end with? We'll make an edit here. Yeah, can we put one up and that's how we'll close?
Whatever. If that's how you want to close it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
great. You good? Oh, yeah, we're right on schedule, 9:45. Mm-hmm.
What do we have? Just make an edit here. Just go right into the song.
That bit's funny, though.
I got a little lost, to be honest.
You did?
More nervous on my part.
Like, when we're doing the part that we don't want to be here?
Oh, no, no. I know that's always a joke, but then within it, I get... I got lost.
I thought you guys were just going to end like that.
I don't even leave all this in. I say that every week. It's so
we
hard.
Could just end like this.
No, we need to
sing. We need pop. We need fireworks.
And yeah, this is how the world is.
What do we have? Do we have something?
We have the two that we picked before.
Okay, we'll play that. That's good. All right, we'll just... Okay, we're back to the bit. I don't mind going back to the bit because it's easy to get back into, even if I get lost.
Why don't we close with Dickie the Wolf?
Well, edit all that out. Oh, you want to take some more calls?
We can close with the call or we close with the song.
Let's close with the song, I think.
I think so.
Stop scraping the pot up. It looks like you have a problem. People judge you. They do. They leave the studio. Let's do this here. You sure you have it in you? All right, here we go.
That sounds good.
Okay, can you put it full screen? All right, guys. You know what?
That was a good song.
Yeah, I had to carry out the break.
Do you guys have it in you?
Yes.
To sing my song, yeah, for sure.
You want us to sing a song for you there, Toddy?
Yes, no, it's so hard. We're happy to do it.
Would you sit down? That's gonna. I'm gonna. You know what I'm gonna do just for that? Throw it out. That's what you get for thinking it was worth picking and splicking. He's sitting there with his fingers. Nick is, and he's getting pot off the table. Yeah, there's a little pot, like if you sprinkled one shake of oregano on a pasta dish. And he's sitting there with his finger getting every little piece. So to teach him a lesson, when he got it, and he spent 3 minutes in my perif. You know, getting the pieces, getting them closer. I picked them up in one pinch. That's how much it was. And I threw it on the floor. I know that might have not seemed nice, but I think you need to learn right from wrong. Oh, do you guys want to do a song? I'll come right in here. Let me do it again. Do you guys really want to do a song?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
All right, let's, we'll take it right.
We're going out on this?
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Just make it look like you're having fun, all right?
Well, do what we can do.
Hey, if you get lost, you can just go, na 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 na. It's all right.
And I see that home out of the window of imagine in this world.
You want to come over here?
I said, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Hey, you, get off of my cloud. Hey, you, get off of my cloud.
Don't hang around, cause you're the crowd on my cloud, baby. Yeah. Telephone is hanging out. My voice is high.
fun stuff will fade out. Thanks a lot, guys. You were all great. Hey, how about a hand for Sammy on trumpet? Take us home with a big note, Sammy.
Sammy? JJ.
And we take it home.
Good night.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.